welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Where am I? I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska. I started this tour with Daniel Tosh and few other comedians, and we're at this downtown area. It's really cool. Do you live here? Somebody listening to this lives here. So we walked around tonight. It was nice. Took the dogs for a walk. And tomorrow we're off somewhere else. But this is Paul F. Tompkins, this show. And in all the years I've done a show, I've never not taken one break. I think two times I said I was going to. We did 2.5 hours, never took a break. Paul F. Tompkins is a funny fuck. And we were, oh my God, we had such a good time. So there's that, and that's the show. Next week is the half of the family show, and the week after that is the other half of the family show we did. And then the family without me is going to do a show. I don't know what guests they're going to have, but that's up to them. So I hope you're doing good. You look good. You smell good. You're nice. You're funny. You're kind. You're decent. You're gentle. You're fair. You're observant. You're special. You're awesome. You're cool. You're fun. You're considerate, you're generous, you're likable, you're all those things, okay? Well, you can't take a little positive reinforcement? How about if I come over and punch you in your fucking head? I got you smiling. No? I do? That's it. Well, have a good time. Have a good time. Where are you going? You going out? Okay. That's it. So, goodbye. Did Aristotle put those pictures up that he was going to? I'll send Aristotle some pictures from the road. They're pretty cool. Two tour buses. I mean, it's overwhelming. It's so much fun. We literally landed in a plane, the two tour buses pulled right up to the tour, to the plane. Yes, it was a private plane. Well, I'm not bragging, it's not my plane. They just lease it. But the plane landed in Nebraska at this little airport. The two tour buses pulled up, we got on the tour buses. But now we're in a hotel. But 30 nights, 30 cities, it's going to be a lot of fun. So, and I'll send Aristotle some pictures, and you go to the Facebook page and you can see them. Alrighty. Enjoy Paul F. Tompkins. He is just the best. Goodbye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
We make a big deal about
our guests. Yeah. Oh, sure. Oh, no. Standing ovation. Shut up.
That's
standing ovation. Standing
ovation. I don't deserve it. I'm a war criminal.
Wow.
I don't deserve it.
I've got the band here. Paul.
I don't deserve it, guys.
One's good, Gabe. Good to see you. The whole band is here. This is a cold opening, Paul. And this is what other shows are upset about.
Because which other like, shows are upset about this?
Well, because they go, all of them.
Show. That's not a cold opening. I go, okay. I consider this getting ready to
right,
do
absolutely.
You came in. People know what this room looks like. Yeah. Paul walks in. Let me tell you something. Looking like makes me want to do a show to George Carlin. He's got a cool hat on.
Right.
He's got a cool jacket on. Like he, like glasses. You know, like you, like you're somebody.
Glasses, good
glasses.
Clear
thank
glasses.
You.
Glasses.
Thank you.
Yes.
Like if I saw you somewhere, I'd be. I think that guy is like he's something. Like he's in a band or he's like you know what I mean. So I and then you walk into this beautiful atmosphere. And then you match it, and I appreciate it because no one else has. James Adomian comes in like a pig. Ugh, ugh, ugh.
That guy.
Puh.
Todd, who are the other shows that are angry at your show?
Well, I mean, Chris
just like all of them.
Chris Hardwick,
sure. All of them. I'm in all the business.
All he's in the business.
Pete Holmes. Pete Holmes.
Okay.
Pete Holmes
well, because they're like that cold opening. It makes puts a lot of pressure on us. So anyway, here's the cold opening.
Okay.
We have a band here tonight.
Right.
You guys, give a little like a rattle of all the instruments. Not that one, you know. Why not? And then we're gonna have so much fun tonight.
How often
Paul.
Does that come into play?
All the time.
I mean, in regular
matter of fact,
music.
Paul, you want to hear something? The guy who I just did an hour special, and the guy said something like,
"Nice, nice.
Hour special.
Is that why you invited me here?
That's why.
Okay,
tell you
mission
that.
Accomplished.
Yes.
I can go home.
Get out of here. Go out and get out. Get out." And the guy said, if you would have told me when you were trying to convince me to do this, oh, yeah, there's going to be like hundreds of ratchet sounds. He goes, I don't think I would have been aboard. And I was like that, or like 38 drum, you know, boom booms and all that. But anyway, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
This is a cold opening.
I'm not trying to.
It's a cold opening.
Okay, Todd.
Everybody's here. I got the band here. Gabe is on his instrument. On the he hits the side thing.
The side thing?
Yeah. We don't tell you what instrument he plays, so it's a surprise. And then, And then Eric is on drums, sure. And we have a guy sitting in with the band tonight. He's the honorary bongo, and what else do you...
We don't say what he plays.
Oh,
I saw it.
Yeah.
So far,
shit.
It seems to be mostly percussion.
And then what else do we have? Show us the other information.
Slide whistle.
Slide whistle. So anyway, and then John Brennan Wagner shows up to John George Carlin in a beautiful suit.
You look very nice.
And out of respect to you. And I thought, you know what? It made me love him even more. Like, he goes, yeah, I'm going to show Paul F. Tompkins some respect.
So are you saying anyone who's not wearing a suit
it's
is
disrespectful, including me, and shame on myself. Yeah. I take credit for it.
Your house is right over there.
I know.
You don't have a suit in there?
Not that fits. Not that fits comfortably.
Girl, I hear you.
Oh, right?
Yeah. It's tough sometimes.
That's called, you know, when you say girl, you're saying honesty.
That's right.
When people go, hey, I don't mean to be a woman about it. You mean honest about some emotion? Is that what you're probably saying? I don't mean to be honest about my emotions. That's what you're saying. And you sound like a buffoon. But anyway. And then Trinity is here.
Trinity,
who
hello.
Is a lady friend of John Brad Wagner.
A lady friend.
She saw him in the suit.
Yeah, wow. You see a guy like that in a suit, wouldn't you jump aboard? And Jonathan is sitting in as a guest band member tonight. He's gonna answer all our tech problems. And Christopher and Christopher's gonna help him with our tech problems. We gotta rewire
Sounds
this
like
whole
a fun
studio.
Band.
It is. So, but I'd like you to do something, and then we're gonna start. We're gonna talk about Rickles.
All right.
I have so much to get
Rickles.
To. I'm so excited you're here. Like no bullshit.
What do you mean Rickles?
Don Rickles. He's dead.
John Rickles.
He's dead. I hope you're happy.
What?
He would have wanted us to joke. What if he wouldn't have? What if he went? No. What? How about you're sad for a week?
Todd, what are you talking about?
Don Rickles.
Yeah, the comedian.
Yes, he passed away.
What?
You know. How would you like to go back out? I don't know if I should. Yeah, go back. You know what? Let me get this out of the way. Can I get one thing out of the way?
Sure.
We have Be Nice. Can you read the Be Nice? Because Eric was driving down the street. This is a true story. And somebody thought he hit their car, and he got out. He goes, listen, us Jewish people have to stick together.
Well, hold on.
Well, I know. I'm getting because the listeners have.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not Jewish, but the guy totally looked at me and goes, don't worry about it. Us Jews got to stick together, right?
I'm like, yeah. Paul, I thought, what a great moment. I know I'm repeating myself, but for other people. But to find out, you'd have to be so anti-Semitic to not want to just not have to deal with insurance to go, no, I'm not Jewish. No.
I'll pay my bill.
No.
I don't want to be a Jew about it.
Yeah. He's so hateful. But anyway, so then this guy writes, read this email. This will take just a second here.
He wrote, there I was driving in Los Angeles and someone swiped my car. I'm pissed. So I'm really going to let this guy have it. You know, tear him a new one? Then I see it's this bearded Jewish man in a Cadillac, and I thought it might be nice mug. And so that made me think, hey, man, don't worry about it. Us Jews got to stick together.
Us Jews. And we wrote a song, of course. Got to stick together. We read it, and I'm going to read it next week, too. Relax. I'm kidding. I love you. You know who I'm talking about, the guy that sent the funny letter in. Eric's Jewish or not, and I think that he's not yet. Wow. That's a beautiful song. Okay. Meanwhile, Joe, Lyricist Joe does all our music.
Right.
By request. What are you doing with your headsets?
I want to put in my own headphones. Is that all right?
During the cold opening, John Brent Wagner applauds you. He is very... Don't overdo it, guys. It looks ass-kissing.
Guys, come on.
Guys, don't overdo it. It looks ass-kissing.
Guys. I voted for Trump.
Smartest
come on.
Guest ever.
Don't do this.
Smartest
Mike
guest
Pence is
ever.
My favorite person. Come on.
Guys, don't overdo it.
This is too much.
Brilliant. Bring his own headphones.
This
brilliant.
This is too much, guys.
Okay.
I'm against Planned Parenthood.
I think that looks a little much, but that is smart to bring your own headsets. It really is.
Well,
okay, and you look great.
Todd, thank you.
I think you mean it.
I do mean it.
Okay, well, listen. How about you
Maybe I'm trying to mask my feelings. I'm afraid of being sincere.
No, I think you...
Because it's too vulnerable. Todd, I have more to say.
You're right.
Because it's too vulnerable.
You have all the time you want.
Todd?
Well, I was just interjecting that. Well, if you would just let me say what I wanted to say, you'd already be telling your story.
Todd?
I'm just going to say it. I'll interrupt you then.
Todd, if we're going to have a back
and forth. The floor is yours.
If we're going to have a back and forth. There has to be a back and forth.
I think.
We can't talk at the same time.
Seriously.
Todd?
The floor is yours.
I'm just trying to say something.
Okay, but I'm giving you the floor.
Okay, I appreciate it because I do have something to say.
Okay, so the floor is yours.
Okay, what were you going to say?
No, I just didn't want to be the type of host that was bad.
That's what I wanted to say.
Oh.
Was what were you going to say?
The floor is yours.
Oh, okay. Now the floor is mine. What did you want
to
say?
I wanted to say, to
what?
Be honest.
Because it was so important to you to say it. It was so important to you
to say
it that you interrupt me. And all I wanted to do was find out what you wanted to say.
Okay. Paul, all I wanted to say
go.
Is...
Go. Good.
The floor is yours.
Okay. I know.
No, you're...
And then... Okay.
The floor is yours.
And I'm agreeing to your terms, and with my time on the floor, I'm asking you, Todd, with my time on the floor, I'm asking you, what were you going to say?
The floor is yours.
Okay, Todd.
Paul.
You're trying to be like the bigger guy here.
No, I'm not.
To make me look like an asshole.
The floor is yours.
Okay, what were you going to say?
That's what I was going to say. The floor is yours.
Now you've said it. Can I continue?
Yes. Now, okay. Now, please take advantage of the floor being yours, and your wish is my command. The floor is yours.
Okay. What I was trying to say was, you say a nice thing, and then I respond in a over-the-top, jokey way because I'm afraid that if I reveal too much of my real self, that could be used against me. And also, Todd, don't. I know you want to interrupt.
I'm not listening.
I can see it in your face.
You're right.
Stop shaking your head. Todd,
wow.
Stop shaking your head.
I was just doing that internally and you saw it.
Todd, God damn it.
Wow. Well, I'm upset too.
Let's take turns being upset, all right? First, let me get this out. And then you can say what you want to say, all right?
The floor
and
is
I'll
yours.
And I'll shut up.
The
and I'll shut
is,
up.
The floor is yours.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, just
oh,
don't...
thank you.
I don't know
is
what
the,
to
is
do
the
to
floor
be
mine?
A, I don't know what to do. To
I thought
be
the
a
floor was mine.
Person.
I thought
I
the floor was mine.
To be so...
I thought the floor was mine, Todd.
Paul, stop.
I thought the floor was mine.
Honestly, I well,
did
yeah,
you give
it
me the floor
in a nice way?
Did you give me the floor?
Yeah, the floor is yours.
Thank you.
Well,
here's Todd. I'm so close to being done. I'm so close to being done. If you just let me get this out. My point is, I don't like myself very much, and so I have a hard time when other people like me. Okay? Now say what you're going to say.
The floor is yours.
I'm done.
Oh.
I've said all my things.
This is... I know what I'm going to do. Take that part out. I want this to look like a tight
show. Keep it in. Keep it in.
No.
Todd was just pointing. He was trying to point at people he didn't know who to point at. He was trying to trigger cues.
How dare you? I did. I got nervous.
He forgot who did what.
I didn't know.
He overloaded the show. Everybody's got two props they're responsible for. People are responsible for too many props.
You know, the thing is, you're like, I was going to say 90% right. You're 100% right. Because I have the band, and then we also have John Brand. Do you want to know his story before we go any further in the cold opening?
Sure.
In the cold opening, this is a true story. To George Carlin, it's a true story. Why don't we play it through the house? Nice.
John Brand Wagner, he's from Lawrence, Kansas, started comedy at the age of 20 in Kansas City. At Stanford and Sons, you know he was working at Jason's Deli.
Yeah.
And he left community college to start comedy.
What?
He watched the movie Step Brothers over and over.
He does a little reenactment. Why would that
and
help?
Over and over some more.
Is this part of his story?
I mean, it was a funny movie after all. And then something happened that changed it all.
True, this is
he
the truth.
Heard Todd Glass call for a new soundboard person on his podcast. And he looked up to the sky and he put his fist to his hips and the clouds broke. And a sunbeam shot down on him and it was like opening his eyes for the first time.
Or maybe it was like winning the lottery.
Oh.
I like to go to rich neighborhoods and yell, Alexa, unlock front door.
John Brand Wagner, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. This is during the cold opening. This is what eats other shows
this
up.
This is still the cold
and
open?
Still, I say Christopher's here. Do we point out Christopher yet? I want to make sure I did.
The very beginning.
Oh, Christopher
from before I walked in. He pointed out Christopher. I remember that he mentioned Christopher's name.
Oh, there's Christopher.
And then he said,
there's
Christopher. I know Christopher.
Sure, I know he is. Okay, I wanted to say that this is a professional show, and then we're going to reintroduce you. This is the cold opening.
Can we do notes now, or do we do it after?
No. Do you have ideas? I wonder what your ideas would be if I wasn't around. I love Todd Butt. I would love to know what your suggestions are.
That's a whole other show.
Have you ever said that behind my back? I love Todd Butt. What is it? Tell me about the podcast. I'll change it.
Here's the thing. I'll make stuff up. You know what I mean? It'll be like...
Whatever it is, I'll change it. I'm not going to be argumentative. Like, that's not how you get a good show.
I love Todd,
people but... feed me advice, I take it.
Right, okay.
I take it.
All right, well, I'll give you an honest piece of advice.
Then I'll tell you know what? Because I don't want to be one of those restaurants where they're going out of business. They send a letter somewhere, and then the guy comes and tells them, do this, and then they fight the whole time. If you say, I love the show, but you want me to change something, yeah, you make a few adjustments.
Okay.
You think this is the type of advice that would get me some fans back? That when I love Todd Butt advice?
I hope so. If I give you this advice, you promise me... You're not going to write a letter to somebody else?
No, I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll at least give it a fair chance.
Okay. All right, good. I'm glad to hear that. Because I'm going to say something and you know that I admire you, that I'm a huge fan of yours and I always have been, and I love the show. And so
no, I know it's coming from a place of love. Even if I don't agree with it,
yes.
It's only cuz you think it's like when I used to listen to Howard Stern, I used to go, I wish he would drop this out.
Yeah.
There's everything other. Stop that. That's not the best part of
but
your show.
But it's a show you loved.
It's a show I loved.
Yeah. Okay.
So even with this, it means you still love the show. We're talking. We're both professional. Yeah. We're headliners. You headline, right?
Of course I do.
Okay. I headline too, not to be disrespectful. And I don't know. I don't know anymore.
You should know.
I know, but we haven't seen each other in a year.
Yeah, because we're both headlining.
Okay, right. Well, that's true. That is true.
What is this two-headliner show that you...
That is true. Well, once I did it with Rory Scovel, but I gave him the middle money. Nah, come on.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Nah, that's rude.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Nah, you got it.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
That's unnecessary.
Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel.
Come on, guys.
Don't bring him up around here.
Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel.
Come on, guys. Stop. That's so immature. Whatever issue you have with him, you need to deal with it in a more mature way. So what is this advice, Paul? How do you like how professional I am that I take it right back to that?
That's great. You're a great host.
Cold opening. No, I shit you not.
You're a great host. I love the show. So you know that anything I'm going to say... Mm-hmm. It's coming from a place of pure constructive criticism.
Stop it already. We're good friends. We don't need all the chit-chat.
I think you could cut out like 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
How about you?
Uh-oh. What, Todd.
10 minutes, Paul?
Todd, you said you
How about
gonna...
you tell that to a Marine that's listening to my show in Afghanistan that might get him through the fucking night, or a fucking guy that's been trying to get off drinking that needs that when he's sitting in rehab? You fucking write them emails.
Todd, you...
Fucking 10 minutes. You fuck. What 10 minutes should I cut off, Paul? Listen to my show last week. It was a family show. And you fucking listen. And then you tell me what 10 minutes to chop out. Fuck.
Okay, I feel
no,
like...
No, is it funny, Gabe? How about if I come over there and fucking shove your trumpet up your ass? That we were going to play for you, Paul.
I already knew that Gabe played the trumpet. You didn't have to hide that.
I tried.
Listen, Todd.
If I giggle, then I go out first. I tap out. If I giggle, I tap out. And you notice I tried. That was good acting, would you say?
It was really good acting. You know what? Here's what I didn't know what you were going
to
do.
To George Carlin, did I tell you?
When you got up from the table and started walking over to me, I was like, I don't want any physical thing to happen.
I didn't. But to George Carlin, can I tell you what I thought?
Yeah.
I honestly, to George Carlin, that's why I love that word. In a stupid little time like this, you'll know, as crazy as it is, I'm serious. I thought, was that a horrible direction to go, the obvious direction? Right, like good comedy. The audience shouldn't figure out what you're doing before you do.
That's right.
Can you turn that up and put some reverb on his mic so we can?
I brought my own sound effects. Is that
cool? I love it. We need more. That's all I need is more. did you put reverb in it? Put a lot of reverb. Did you hear what it sounds like? Put your headphones on. Oh, okay. You're gonna love this reverb you hear now.
Right.
Paul F. Tompkins. Right? It's funnier, right? Okay, so we want to show you the
scary.
Proper
it's
intro.
It's like we're going through a tunnel.
And I don't want to. And I don't want to. and I don't want to over introduce you because
okay.
This is the cold opening.
I
but
don't
I want
you to.
I want you to. Can you go back out and come back in? I want to give you a proper intro. You know, like, ladies and gentlemen, Paul F. Tompkins. Why can't we start our show like, you know, Kimmel or, you know, or Fallon or one of those shows?
Well, why didn't you do that in the first place?
Because I like to have this first. It's more honest.
Okay, so I have to get up and go back out there.
You're right. You know what? No. Oh, Paul, you think you're so smart, don't you? No. I have the studio moved from under you.
What?
The whole band goes outside. We all pull all the chairs and tables outside, and then we come back in.
I don't know if that even makes any sense.
No, you don't have to move, though. Okay. Well, you don't have to move. I went to the observatory. They told me that they took off the observatory to build below it, and there's a video of it.
They took off the observatory? What do you
mean? Up at the top of the lookout where you go up and you look at...
The planetarium, that part?
They removed... They literally lifted up that existing structure to build below it. And I think that is actually interesting that we can do that, but then they said there's a video. You can go watch how they did it. I go, no... I went and ate.
Why didn't they just go through the floor?
Why didn't they go through?
Like what? That's,
because they're stupid.
That seems insane to me.
I'm sure there's a reason.
I'm sure there is.
You can't just go through the floor. What do you think? You start with a spoon?
Yeah, why didn't they hire some convicts?
Why didn't they hire some convicts?
From Alcatraz.
Have you ever seen them move a house?
Yes.
How is that easier than just building?
Oh, I think it has to do sometimes. You're not moving a house unless there's some value in it to somebody that has a lot of money.
All your stuff is in there.
All your stuff.
You might have a nice watch.
You don't want to
think about
can
that.
Can I tell you, if I had all the money in the world?
It's like non-magnetic. You can't put stuff on. Can't hang stuff on your fridge. Like, that's a real classy fridge.
If I had a lot of money and I had a house that I loved and I wanted to live somewhere else and it cost, you know, whatever to move it, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Everything stays the same, and you know what I'd do illegally? Because you tip the moving company a little bit on the side.
Yeah.
What do you think it is that I'd have to give them at least $5,000 on the side to let me do this?
To make the house nicer.
No, stay in it while they're moving it. They go, well, insurance that.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah,
that.
All of a sudden you wax the, you know, is that what they call it?
Grease
the hand?
Grease the pump.
Wax it, grease it. I know.
Do whatever you want.
It's
2017.
2017, who gives a shit, baby? All right, so why don't you...
I don't care if you wax it, you grease it.
It's all good to me.
Just stay away from me.
Just stay away
from me. You know what I'm
saying? Hey, I don't want, you know, hey. There we go. Guys, do you have this song down? Now, why don't we give Gabe the microphone? Everybody out. I'm walking away from the mic. The listeners like to know what you're doing. I'm giving... by the way, I listen to the show, and it sounds a lot better when you play really close. Can we get this mic louder?
In the house?
Yeah. One, two.
Oh, okay. There you go. Gabe, are you feeling good tonight?
Feeling good.
Don't be shy to play into that microphone. Jonathan, you're great on the drums. Trinity is on the tambourine. Also, we have Jonathan's on the slide whistle. This is a great band. And hold on, let me turn that mic up a little.
And turn the reverb off.
Turn the reverb off. Oh, Jesus, so much to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll point to you when to do that. Paul F. Tompkins, here we go! Later. Hold the band. Hold the. Okay, guys. Like Eric.
Hey, dude. They're not listening.
Stop.
Doing the slide whistle still.
Thanks, guys. Stop.
Like this is
honestly all stop. Stop.
Oh, he's still. No. They're still going.
Guys,
still going.
Hold the band!
Oh my
like
God.
Eric said last week, you're so close, just stop!
You're almost stopped.
This is uncomfortable.
You have to pull these instruments from your hands. Like are you stupid?
I feel like I shouldn't be here for this part.
No!
This is so embarrassing in front of Paul!
Yes, thanks!
Sorry, I need to pull that out.
Everyone has too many instruments, I think.
Stop!
Todd, that was you!
Todd.
Now, Todd, you're doing it!
Todd, you're doing it.
Oh! What are you guys fucking
Todd.
Idiots?
Todd.
You want your job?
You're...
Wow. Paul, later you're going to get to play Hold the Band. But I'd like you to come out through the curtain.
It seems like a frustrating game.
Well, because your band, can I tell you what makes it make sense? And sure. What I'd like to see you doing, you're up for doing stuff, right?
Of course I am.
Sure. You'll come through the curtain like you're a singer, maybe, and they're introduce you. Or maybe you'll just be a comic. The band.
Why can't I be a singer?
you can.
Yeah, you take that away from me immediately.
Because I thought you didn't want that as improv. Like, that's too much to ask you. This isn't going to go well.
Come on.
I know. You're very good at improv.
Thank you. I can't believe I have to pry it out of you like that.
And you're right. It was wrong of me to not think that you could be a singer. So I'd like you to do it now, but is that too soon?
Can you not listen to me for just a second? Just don't listen to me.
Well, I'll take my headphones off and I'd have no choice.
Take your headphones off, yeah.
Okay.
Why did I tell Todd I was so good at improv? This is a fucking nightmare. There's no way I can do this. Every time he's ever seen me do improv, it's all been scripted. I've written it in advance, including every appearance I've made on this show. I led him into saying things that would lead me into saying a scripted line. Now he's really put me on the spot. I did not see this Hold the Band game coming. And I am fucked. How am I going to get through this? See, I haven't prayed in a really long time. Let's see if I still got the stuff. Heavenly Father, hello.
Paul, are you ready?
Hold on a second, Todd.
That's what we were going to do. You were going to play a singer because you were like,
I'm doing my warm-ups. Do you mind? Maybe you don't know this about improv, but you get a chance to warm up.
Oh, I know about improv, and I know you're right. How about if I have to go in? I have to go in the house. I don't know how much time you need. I don't want to take longer than you need. But I'll run in the house, and you can take your time to do your... Is it breathing exercises?
It's all kinds of stuff. It's different disciplines. Why don't you go in the house and do what you got to do and take your time, and I'll be fine. And I'll just... If I'm done before you get back, then that's fine. I'll just hang out. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. God, you're so professional.
I'm just good at improv. What the fuck, Paul? You doubled down on it? What are you doing? God. Damn, where was I? Praying. Oh, I shouldn't have said goddamn right before praying. Hey, listen, Almighty Father, if you could, I know that the world is crazy right now, and I know you're very busy, but if you could just give me just a little bit of help here. Just make me good at improv for the length of a song. Not even the length. Probably won't last that long. It's just like the song will get interrupted or whatever his fucking game is that I got to play here. So just let me start strong and hopefully it'll get interrupted. But if it doesn't, I'll take it from there, okay? But if you just get me started, I really appreciate it. And you know what? I'll go to Mass on Christmas. All right. Love you.
So what?
Oh, Todd, you're back.
Yes. Because Paul, I could do this song and get us play this for the. We always have this for the guests.
Run, 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 run from the bit. Run, 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 run from
run
the bit.
From the bit.
Todd,
now listen.
Cut that off. Cut that off.
What?
Cut that off.
Sometimes a guest needs it.
You call me a coward?
Oh, no, 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 no. You're reading way. I just didn't want to put. Sometimes you. I don't want to have an improv show where if we're not feeling it, we have to try.
Don't I'm always feeling it because I'm great at improv.
All right. I'm sorry. I was rude of me to play the song. Do you like this song, though?
It's great. It's for, you know, for
amateurs.
Losers and cowards.
Oh, that's why I was insulting. I didn't even think about it that way.
You should. It's for losers.
So you're going to go to the curtain, and you're going to come out as a singer.
Yeah,
the band will,
of course I am.
And now
I agreed to do it. That's right. I said I would do it, so I'll do it.
He's not happy, this guy. He's so full of shit. He's backed into a corner, and he's only doing it to himself. Yeah. That's why I don't feel bad.
He can't help himself.
He turned down the run from the bit thing. We did it in a non-pad. No. He's sticking to his word. He's okay. So you're going to go back there, and you're going to be a singer.
Yeah, I'm going, for sure. I can't wait to do it. I wish we'd started the show
doing
this.
Okay, all right. Well, let's do it. Do you want to do it the next time you're on the show?
Nope. I want to do it right now.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm going to be the best
now, at it. Let's talk it through. Let's put a little time. Song? Like they'll just do a little band riff as you're coming out.
Okay.
And then you'll want them to stop the band because they're not playing it right as you're going into your song. Can I ask you a question? I'd be disingenuous.
Sure.
Can I give you a lot of reverb in your mic that you're going to be singing with?
Todd, I just assumed you were going to.
Okay. Can I, matter of fact, go over there now and test it out so when you get to it, I know it's the way I want it?
Yeah.
Which mic is this here? Is this mic?
What?
Hold on.
Why did I agree to do this? I'm just digging a hole I can't get out of. I just told him over and over again how great I am.
Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. This is the mic that Paul will be using.
God damn it, Paul. You really got yourself into it now.
You guys are going to play.
You're a real fucking idiot. Okay, well, I guess you got to literally face the music now. Pull this bit out. Try to get out with your dignity intact. If it doesn't go well, maybe just dive through the window. Tuck and roll. Get right in your car. Drive into the LA River.
What's that?
Is that how nervous?
Huh?
Well, God damn it, I love my laugh.
That's great.
Well, I was going to say I don't like it, but it's not nice to say about yourself. People tell me.
That's right.
It is. So anyway, I love my laugh. If I'm laughing like that, I'm having a good time. So
what do you hate about yourself, though?
About myself?
Yeah.
Well, can we write that down and talk about it later? No, well, what do I hate's a strong word. I wish I could.
Please
I don't know
answer.
If anything.
Don't answer. No, don't answer.
I don't think anything. I don't think anything.
Nothing?
Well, yes, on surface, yeah. I would go, I wish I wasn't so organized, but maybe I benefit by that.
You could also go back.
I know that seems like, you know what I mean, because I would relax more. I wish I could relax more. But I think then sometimes I think I relax a lot. What do I want?
All right.
You could also go back and listen to your episode of Terrified. With Dave Ross, also on the Nerdist Network.
Thank you. Talk about death. Is that what we talked about?
I don't remember. A long time ago.
Thank you. I like that Aristotle gives other. What's it called again?
Terrified.
Terrified.
It's not on anymore. But.
Terrified.
You know what I'm scared of?
What?
Kites.
Terrified. Hey, don't. Oh, I'm sorry. So rude of me. I almost forgot to do your improv bit.
Oh, I didn't want to be rude. I thought maybe you changed your mind and wanted to do something else, and I didn't
want to
be rude.
Question?
I can't wait to do this
bit. I feel
you're
going to get offended. Never mind. I won't ask.
Ask me.
No.
I'm not going to get offended. We've known each other for years.
Sometimes you're – every time –
what?
Never mind.
No, Todd, come on.
Every time, honest to God, when I go to start up the bit with the improv
– which I can't wait to do.
I know that's what you say, but you do seem to change the subject. And all
I –
Todd!
Paul, why are you taking
You're saying
this?
I changed the subject?
Why are you taking this as as offensive?
I'm laughing, Todd. It's so funny.
Well, you're not laughing. You're laughing like someone said. No,
I'm laughing. I love my laugh.
That's a fake laugh.
No, it's not. Paul.
Todd. Come on. Show me a little respect. That's a fake laugh to cover up some.
That's how I laugh. You know what? You know what's really fucked up, Todd? That's the way I laugh, and I'm very self-conscious about it.
Okay, well, then I apologize then.
Ha, 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 ha. I'm having a good time.
Okay.
I'm not changing the subject. Okay, I desperately want
to
do this
All
bit.
I wanted to say was, if you were nervous, you don't have to be. This is don't take your glasses off like I'm like you're at a court of law. I'm just trying to make you relaxed.
Only place people take glasses off?
Did you not think that when I go, can we do it now then?
I
feel like I'm bullying you into doing it because you're nervous.
No, Todd, I'm the furthest. That's sweet. Todd, that's sweet that you think I'm nervous. That's sweet. But no, buddy, I've been doing this a long time.
So here's what we're going to do.
Okay, hold on. I got more to say. I've been doing this a little bit.
Can I stop you for 1 second?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, this guy says all this. He's trying to think of something to do up there. He's not.
But he's not even thinking of something to do. He's thinking, how can I get out of this?
Right.
How can I
just feel like if you're – I don't want to bully you into this.
Todd. First of all, I think it's a little – you're a little full of yourself. You think you could bully me. Like, you're a bully to me? Come on.
Can we just do it now, then?
We're peers.
Can we do it now?
Yeah, of course we can.
Okay, so you're a singer. You're a singer. And you're going to come.
Right.
Okay, so you're a singer.
I'm a singer, and I come out.
Okay.
And it's bands I'm playing it the way that I want.
Okay,
And so I'm saying, stop the band, and then they won't stop, right?
Okay, so yes. Basically, you'll be the singer.
It's fucking hot in here. My mouth is so dry.
Only you, Paul, have done this. Full of shit is funny. I don't care what you say. Anybody that full of shit, you can't get enough of. Hold on. Can we do a little more? Because I got. Okay, so listen. So I feel like. Let me just introduce. Can we just get the elephant out of the room? So
yeah,
you're
sure.
Not nervous.
No.
Once Brandon Wardell was on the show, and I threw him a bit, and he said, oh, I don't want to do that bit. I'm not good at bits. And I went and hugged him because I want him to know you never – like, you know when you're in an improv troupe and you have to think –
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what that's like.
It's nerve-wracking. Nerve-wracking.
If you've never done it before, sure.
So I didn't want anyone on my show to ever feel like – that's why I do Run from the Bit. Run, 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 run from the bit. You hear this
run,
song?
Run, run, run from the bit.
Yeah, I hear it.
Okay,
I heard
so
–
So if we just
already turned it down.
Tell you what I'd like to talk to you about. Like right now, we could just go to. I want to talk about Don Rickles, of course, with you.
Yeah. Do you want to do that first?
Well,
because I'm dying to do that bit. But Don Rickles is a legend.
Let's do the song first.
He's a legend who.
Well,
you and I both are big fans.
But let's do your song first, because then I feel like I moved that out of the show.
Thinking about Don Rickles.
Well, we're going to do it. I just want to do this. Because the Don Rickles thing is like, to me,
but I know you love Don Rickles
so
much.
No, don't do this.
And I know he means what?
Paul.
What?
Let's do, because your thing is not going to be that long. And I want to talk about Don Rickles for half an hour. So go over to that stage right now.
Hey,
everybody, Paul's going to go over to the stage.
I don't want
to come out a singer. And he's going to play Stop the Band. He's going to do Stop the Band. Is that okay? You'll do it. You're a singer. You're in the lounge. You're in the lounge. Do you want me to paint a little picture for you?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Why are you get him a towel? You're literally dripping all over the table.
Okay?
Are you okay? Honest. Hold on. What?
My mouth is. I feel like you need a humidifier.
Okay. Let's not do this. Okay. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna talk about Don Rickles. Let's talk about Don Rickles.
Now my mouth is filling with water. You know.
Paul, if you move on, forget about the what? Okay, turn the mics off. Should we turn the mics? Do you want to turn the mics off and take a break? Let's turn the mics off.
Give me a fucking minute, all right?
Do you want to not do the improv? Let's not do the improv. Paul, you're making me feel. Let's not do the improv. No, I feel.
Let me do it.
I can't do it. Oh, you know what? We can't do it because the microphone over there isn't working.
Really?
The microphone isn't working,
oh, no.
So we can't do it.
That's what a shame. No, bullshit, man.
Well, that's good. Well, you know what? We'll move on. We'll talk about Don Rickles.
Yeah, I guess we have to. I guess we have to because your unprofessional setup here means that we can't do the bit that I wanted to do. What a bait and switch, man. You really got me excited about doing that bit.
Think about what you're saying because I think you're getting yourself into some territory.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
We're not an unprofessional show.
Here's the territory I'm in. You got me all excited about doing this bit, and then you're like, oh, my equipment sucks. Sorry, Paul. You can't be a genius.
Paul, look at my eyes.
Yeah?
Okay, think of what just was done for you.
Like my expectations were raised to an unbelievable degree?
Hey, Todd, we just fixed the mic. You can do it now.
Oh, do we have... Well, this is what you... You know what, everyone?
Oh, well, you got sick again.
We're going to be quiet and let you be in your own space for a while.
Whatever happened?
God damn. Gotta do this. They know. Oh, they all know. Can't do improv, of course. All right, so I'm a singer, right? I'm a singer, and the band. Band's playing, and it's not good.
You know what? I have to be there. I'm going to have to. Okay, you know what? I'm sorry for my ratty, my unprofessionalism, but our mic is not working. Eric.
What?
I thought it was.
That's too bad. What a shame. Why? Okay, waste any more time on it.
And I want to.
Another time. Next time.
We'll do it next time.
How about next time on the show, we absolutely do this bit.
No. Yes, we'll do it
next
time.
And we'll do it right away, and then it'll be
great.
You're right. When I have time.
Want to start the show? Paul F. Tompkins is our guest, everybody. Of course I score a show.
Paul F. Tompkins.
There we go.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Now we introduce you.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Look at this.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Wow, that's an intro.
Todd,
does that make you feel special?
It makes me feel very special.
That cost me
$100, of course.
So I don't mean to be a dick about it.
You got ripped off.
Could you give me $100?
Wait, I'm supposed to pay you for that intro?
What were you going to say? I didn't do a lot for that bit. I think I fucked it up.
Which bit? For just now?
Yeah,
about the opening costing
$100? I get disappointed very easily if every one of my ad-libs isn't great.
What's that about, man?
Run, run, run.
How dare you? Run, run, run. I'm not as scared. Let me put my headphones on. Okay, so do you want to go over there and do the singer that comes out? Paul!
Yeah.
No. By the way, now do you really want
to
do
it? Now I really want to do it.
Yeah, me too. Okay. So now I'm excited, too, because do you want to... By the way, do you want to tell the band anything? Like, because I'm putting some reverb. Let's put his mic over there. Hold on.
I guess. I just want to tell the band. Can I not use this one?
Yes.
Did I break Todd's rules?
No, I want you to... I'm going to put it back here. So I have to talk loud so everyone can hear. So I'm putting the microphone... Oh, shit. What the fuck?
You really... Todd, what? I mean...
The microphone stand right off? Broke in his hand.
Made in America.
What? Everything's made in America.
Hold on. We're fixing the mic stand. It broke. I want Paul to perform on the real stage. So we're over in the corner, and I'm putting the mics. This is horrible, right, Gabe?
Have you ever seen Gabe, it? Do you agree this is horrible? Very horrible. Well, there you have it. Gabe agrees.
You're a reporter.
It's horrible. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Bob. That's all I got.
My name's Tim, and it has been for the 40 years we've been working together.
And can I tell you something else? We have the curly shuffle ready to go.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, you're going to shit in your pants. We've been talking about it for 5 months.
We're gonna shit
you just
your
come
pants.
Out with it. Okay.
All right.
It's fine. It's fine.
The curly shuffle. So many bad memories.
Here's what's going on. So the audience knows. Paul was over near the stage. Can someone take a picture? Oh, by the way, Aristotle, did you put the pictures up from last week?
Not yet. I was going to save it until that episode
goes out. Well, the audience is upset. So Paul Tompkins is on at the stage.
Well,
the
episode has not gone out yet.
No.
So
they will have seen it by the time this goes out.
You're right. And you know what? I apologize. I thought I still got you.
I thought maybe Aristotle had a side podcast where he talks about when he's going to post the pictures. And people knew... That he's like, I haven't posted the pictures yet. And people were mad.
No, the truth is that I should have just said, oh, okay. So you got this microphone stand fixed? Okay. So Paul is over on the actual stage in front of, it's called our Wayne Newton stage. And we're going to put the mic up. God damn it. What the fuck did you do, Gabe? Okay, and then you're going to be a singer. You don't want to talk to the band and say, this is the music I'm going to play. You don't want to rehearse with those guys a little?
I guess I could. I didn't know that was an option.
Come out, ladies and gentlemen, Paul.
Jesus.
Scott, and you're going to try to sing a song.
What song is it going to be? Or is it? Am I not supposed
Fly
to know?
Fly Me to the Moon, is that okay? Fly Me to the Moon.
Perfect.
You start singing it, you're not happy with them, stop the band, you got a dumb band. Now,
nobody
story.
Likes a dumb band.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nobody likes a dumb bell. We still have to talk about Don Rickles. This show is not even started. Okay, so maybe they're friends of your family, and you can't. Their dad was good to you.
Why can't I come up with the backstory?
Oh, you can.
I can and I will.
Well, the backstory, you have to tell it now then. Because now would be the time to tell the backstory. So that,
why can't the guy, what if the guy, he tells it to the audience. He explains to the audience. This is why the show's going so badly.
Right. Work it in. You don't have to break the fourth wall like I do. You're just going to work it into the scene.
Exactly.
God damn it, I look unprofessional.
Well, you sound unprofessional.
Did you see your name up on the chalkboard?
I did. It's who did it? It's perfect.
I do it. Who the fuck you think does it?
No. I guess someone else.
John Brand. Because it's so nice. John Brand Wagner so nice. Did it. He John, came really into nice. The suit and he put your name up on the chalkboard.
Ooh, chalk and suits don't mix.
They do in John Brand Wagner. He makes it all work.
Okay, Todd.
What?
I'm just
fucking
joking. No, I
know. Well, they get upset. They're very sensitive.
I know you got to protect all your little friends and look like the big guy.
Paul, how dare you?
Am I supposed to go behind?
Yeah, you're going
to
go behind there. And then, so you're going to come. I'll introduce you. Can you put me through the house? Okay, here we go.
Hey,
you ready?
There's a pair of legs back here. Are you asleep?
Okay, so you were in a nightclub. You know, it's like you're a big deal in New York City. So the band starts. Boom, boom, ba, boom, boom. Not trumpet yet. You don't play trumpet till the star gets out. What's your name, Paul? Your stage name? Is it too much work? Should I just say Paul Tompkins?
No, it's Jackie Robinson, not the one from baseball. Okay.
And is that actually in your intro?
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
The guy has to say it because it's been a problem before where...
With legal.
People just see Jackie Robinson, so they buy tickets.
Not from baseball.
Yeah, and then there's people like, you're not the baseball player, and also he's dead. That's the only reason we bought tickets.
Okay.
Was because we thought he came back to life.
Okay, I got it. Now the band, you know how it's time. All of a sudden, you're playing as people come in, the house goes dark. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome... to an evening with Jackie Robinson, not the baseball player. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jackie Robinson, not the baseball player.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among. among the stars. Okay, I'll go to your key. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Okay. All right. Let's stop. Let's stop, guys. Guys, let's stop. See, he's. We're not supposed to be doing the same melody at the same. Let's stop. Let's all stop. Okay, that you started the slide whistle, which wasn't happening before. That should not be. Let's stop. Let's just stop playing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very sorry. Okay, guys. I just need you to stop. I don't know. I wish I could communicate this in a different way, but I need you to just. Oh, now at that point I was talking and it was just rude. I just need you guys. Just give me a second. I need to say something to the audience, folks. Okay.
Paul, what would you do in real life?
What's that?
What would you do in real life if this was your band?
Say, guys.
They just don't listen.
Guys, at least, just like. Don't all do it at the same time. I guess, and I'll try to. Folks, I'll talk over this as best I can. Here's what happened.
Hold the band.
A year ago, I was. Okay.
How could that be an accident?
I was traveling cross country, and something I always. Can you just, sir, I'll take care of it.
No, it's hard to watch your
show. Sir, I'll take care of it. Okay? I don't need you yelling at these guys.
Sorry.
Okay?
It just.
If you don't like it, you can go get
no,
your money
I
back.
No, I love you. I want to see
fine.
You perform.
Okay, if you, sir, guys, let me talk to this guy.
I know. I came to see you
okay.
perform.
Okay, if you love me, you'll let me deal with this. Okay?
I'm going to yell this out because I think I speak for a lot of people.
We shouldn't still be talking right now, sir.
I know you're right, but it's hard to watch.
We shouldn't still be talking.
It's hard to not watch this band listen to you.
Just if you're gonna do it, just do it quietly, just so I can explain to the people what's going on.
They should listen to you.
I know they should. You're not helping, okay?
I apologize.
Do you see how you're not helping?
I'm going to shut up.
Thank you. So I got in a horrible car accident.
What don't they?
And these guys, please, sir, if you let me tell this story, I know. Look, I hate it too, okay? Let me tell this story. Don't play the full song, at least. It's bad enough. You guys just doing these fills and everything. Like, that's wildly unprofessional. And it's rude because you're just not listening to me. But you're like, don't actually play the song. That time is past. We're on to this now. So here's what happened. These guys saved my life, and in return, because I owe them my life, this is how I'm repaying them. I thought at first it would be fun, and I found out on the very first show we did together. That they're terrible. They don't know when. They're like mentally ill. It's just like a coincidence that they saved my life. They could have easily. It's doing horse sounds.
Hold the band.
I don't even know why. Hold sir, back. Sir.
I can't.
Do you see?
It.
Did you hear my story?
I did, but I still. You are the best jazz singer.
Okay, watch this.
Stop. Can
watch
I
this.
Please help? Can I help?
Oh sure.
You?
Go. Be my guest. Be my guest.
I'm from the audience.
Is this part of the act?
Hey,
no.
Can we get security? There's a guy up here on the stage.
I'm from, please, let me
security, can we get this guy out of here?
The greatest jazz musician in the world.
Security, security.
So this band, they can't.
Security, this guy shouldn't be on the stage.
Just stop fucking
hey.
Stop. Why would you do that?
Rodney, do you see this guy up on stage? You want to get him off?
Take that trumpet and
hey.
Fucking bust it over all your heads. You're
Jimmy,
being blatantly disrespectful.
Jimmy, Rodney, what?
No,
get this guy out of here.
You're fucking crazy too.
Hey,
they're not just messing up. They don't give a shit about you. They're... Nobody purposely plays. That wasn't.
Hey,
an
buddy.
Accident.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
That wasn't an accident.
Hey, buddy. I want to talk to you for a second. Guys. Let me talk to you. I want everybody to hear this. Okay.
All right. Sit down, but this is fucking
no. Come here.
I'm not a maniac.
Come here. Now listen.
I feel like I've ruined your show, but I can't watch.
What?
Hey,
shut up. Shut
sorry,
up.
Sorry.
What do you know about mental illness? Anything?
I know that I try to be patient with people. If I thought that was the case, I wouldn't be up here. But
no one. Listen. You're not going to talk to me about patience because no one is more patient than I am. I've been touring with these guys for 3 years. Yeah, that's nothing. That's nothing. They still do it in the hotel. They're insane, okay? These guys are crazy.
I'm going to go sit down. I apologize.
It's all right. It's all right. But you see how hard it is, right? It's difficult. Okay. Let's do Battle Hymn of the Republic. Let's go. There we go.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. In the trampling out the vineyard.
No, no. Stop. 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 Guys? Guys? Can you stop? Guys, can you stop? Can you stop, guys? No. Guys? 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 Did you even notice that I stopped singing? I stopped singing, like, so fast into the song. All right. Okay. Okay. You know what, folks? Hey, sir? Sir?
This is hard.
Yeah. How you think it's not hard for me?
Maybe if you just start doing one of your songs, they'll come in.
You saw what just happened, right?
I did.
Twice. Thank you. But don't you be like him, all right?
Put some reverb in his mic. He's in a jazz club.
Here we go. We're gonna do. This is a song called "Summer Wind." All right, and see what happens. Take it away. I don't know why that would be the intro to "Summer Wind." It's a song that. I don't know. I don't know what that is. He's doing. Okay. I get it now. I got it. Sesame Street, sir. Thank you. Okay. Guys, can you...
Stop your band.
Can you stop... Sir? Sir.
The only thing mentally ill about me is that I still care. Why can't you control your band? Even if they are having difficulties in life.
These guys have a rare disorder, okay? They're good guys. They're good guys. But this is all they can do.
I should have been told. Now I feel bad.
To play. Well, hey, you're not buying a ticket to see the band with the weird disorder. It says Jackie Robinson, not the baseball player on the marquee. And here I am, okay?
Well, I think you're doing a good job, and I think you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
I apologize.
I accept your apology.
I love you, and I can't believe... I don't want to think that I'm that guy. I apologize. I love you. I just
Thank
came
you.
To hear you sing tonight. These are the last... That's the last thing you're going to ever hear
I from
me.
Hey, are you celebrating anything tonight?
Actually, I am.
What's your occasion?
I'm celebrating me and my lovely wife... Sharon.
Yeah.
We are celebrating our 20th anniversary.
20 years. That's fantastic.
I don't like when I say into the mic. It doesn't sound real. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I'm going to sing a little song, a little love song just for you. Now look, here's a little disclaimer. I'm going to start the song. These guys, they're probably going to go off and do their own thing. Okay. That's definitely going to happen again, okay? So I want you to focus on me. Don't focus on them. Focus on me.
Focus on you.
Yeah.
Focus. All right.
Please focus stop grabbing that microphone. That's for audience requests. We do a Q&A afterwards.
Well, they shouldn't.
That shouldn't even be out now. No, you're right. It shouldn't even be out now. All right, so...
By the way, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
And I'm going to make this bit even better.
Okay.
First of all, God bless you for staying with it so long. Second of all, this is the worst band in the world. And
they're terrible.
And you have patience, and I love that there's a backstory.
They saved my life.
They're just when people hear they're bad and you go see these guys, they're fucking awful. And I think what makes it worse is they do have all their faculties, I think. It's just they're that fucking... What is it?
Yeah, they have a weird disorder.
Oh, they do. Well, yeah. That's the case. Then you okay. Then I don't want to make fun of them.
They have like a musical
musical disorder.
You know, right. They start a song, but then there's something about when they all sync up together,
right?
That they shoot off in different directions,
right? So it's not okay to be mad at them.
Also, they can't hear that I'm singing.
Oh, they can't. Why?
Yeah. Well, that's why you'll notice Gabe keeps playing the lead of the song when I'm singing it.
Because you know why? Because do George Carlin. Every time you're playing, I tell him, I go. Play too
Todd,
low.
Todd, I know.
I know you know. I know you knew. I know. Well, I didn't know. I wanted the audience to know that he's not stupid.
Hey, Todd, I kind of like to get back in the pit.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. That was a side note. That's a cold side note.
Cold side note?
Only people in the business know what it is. Like Aristotle and above.
Can't wait to find out what business this is.
So you're back to the band leader. You can't control your band. I'm not going to yell from the audience. From now on, the show's yours. If you can't control this band, I want to see what you would do in real life. How do you fucking control this band? You have a show to do. I'm done talking.
Sure. So here's what I'd like to do for this gentleman and this lady's anniversary. We'll do a very romantic song that goes out to all the lovers in the audience. Just so you know, this is a unique arrangement that we're doing. Some of it starts before the actual song, and then you'll notice, much like the spirit of love takes us over, and we don't know what we're doing, that's what the band is going to try to replicate, is that feeling of being out of control. And here is a song called Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Here we go, guys. Take it away. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a whimpering, simpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. I couldn't sleep, and I wouldn't sleep. The love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
Okay.
Guys, stop. Folks, I think you know that's not what I wanted to happen. Okay. Guys.
Watch this, Paul. I know perfect timing. Here we go.
Run, 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 run from the beat.
Right.
Run, 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 run
from the beat.
Only you would commit like that. God bless you.
Now, I want it on the record, in case people weren't sure,
that I
did not run from that bit.
No, you didn't at all.
I was going to go for as long.
I ran from it for selfish reasons.
You got boring?
No. You kidding me? I have a headache that I probably should take a break in 10 minutes and take aspirin. Because I know all the other things I want to throw ahead of you. So I'm just... I ran from that only for selfish reasons to throw more shit in your wheelhouse that you're going to spin around and make great.
That's what I do in my wheelhouse.
Is this still the cold open?
Yes.
Because I feel like the other shows are really shitting.
Well, they get mad because they go, Todd, just release it as a show. It makes our shows look bad. Let's talk about... Do you have a best friend? Do you have a best friend? Would you say? Is that hard to answer?
No, I would say I have two best friends
who
are people that
them?
You know from old times.
Who?
Frank Barnett and Buddy Fitzpatrick.
Wow, so you go back a long time. How's
Buddy
Fitzpatrick doing?
He's doing very well.
Well, Buddy's a good guy.
You don't care about Frank?
That's my next question. Where does Frank still live in Philadelphia?
Frank's still in Philly, and Buddy is in North Jersey.
Wow. Yeah. Buddy stole money from me once, but I never forgave him. Was that?
But you never forgave him.
That's a guy that's not really grew. You know, he stole money, but I never forgave him. So anyway, I was just curious if you, if that. Hold on.
Do you have a best friend, Todd?
No.
You know what?
Is it me?
Yes, it is. Why not make your best friend Aristotle, right? I thought about something before. We're going to talk about Rickles, but before we talk about Rickles.
Why did you ask me if I have a best friend?
Because I think it's. I
who's
don't know.
Your third best friend?
Who's your best friend? Oh, who's your second best friend?
He told you both.
Who's
two
your
guys,
third?
They're tied.
Well, who's your third?
My third. I mean.
Who's your third? I don't want to see
God.
Him
God. I mean, there's so many. After the best, it's like.
The third. And right. It can be me, by the way.
Oh. Okay.
No, it doesn't have to be. Oh, my God.
No,
I feel
no,
stupid now that
yeah,
I said
well, I mean, it's not. So.
Who's third?
Like, I would say tied for third is like 20 people, you know? Going through like.
All right, forget about those because mm-hmm. You know who they are.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
Oh, then the pool like really widens out.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Like, what's your 80th?
My 80th best friend?
Yeah. I hope I didn't go too far.
It's probably
78.
The UPS guy.
Finally,
his name's Carl.
Here's a guy who would take a compliment, like no matter what. Finally, say me 180th. How about 180th?
It could be you.
Oh, Paul, that means a lot to me.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
That really does. Do you really mean it, even in the bit?
Sure.
Oh. Paul, that really means a lot to me. It really does. You know, I've been a fan of yours ever since I started comedy. You were older than me, so you were already performing.
That's
not
true.
I changed it around.
Yeah, you did change
You're
it around.
You're like, Todd, I think you were older. No, I was. How old do you think I am now? And I'm going to be honest with you. No bullshit. Swear to God.
Like 58.
No. I'm 12. No, Paul, no one believes it. I was hoping you were going to tell everybody in here that when you met me, how old was I?
You were 12.
Right.
You're still 12?
Yes. I have a disease, just like your band. Sorry. I didn't mean to yell. So Don Rickles. Should we do a little Don Rickles? You know the Matador theme, right? Hold on. Let me get his mic over there. We're going to talk about Don Rickles. Do you have any Don Rickles stories? Or
no.
No.
I never got to see him, Todd. I never got to see him live.
Well, we'll talk about that.
All right, make that sound like I'm in trouble.
No. Hope we're doing good. How long have we been going?
1 hour.
Oh, it feels like 5 hours.
No, the other way. How about we do a little Don Rickles? Yeah, do you know the you know the Matador? I asked you on the... Go ahead, let me hear a little. Put a lot of reverb in his mic. Don Rickles. What? Matty Ball, I loved it. I soaked it in. Just turning a million times to the crowd. Oh, I couldn't get enough of it. Well, you don't have to do that end part like that. Even if he was alive today, he'd go, why do you have to do that? Well, he's dead. I hope you're happy, Paul.
What happened?
Well, you killed him. You killed him. That's the word out on the street.
Who told you that?
That's the word out on the street. Don Rickles, it is so final when you hear that. You know, it's always the same thing. It's so fucking final. And I think he knew, he was very self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw one last performance of him at Montreal, I look into his eyes like he knows. Like, and then, but the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life was, who said that phrase about he died of old age?
J. Mm-hmm. Elvis Weinstein.
J. Elvis Weinstein? Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
You act so incredulous. You're the one who doesn't know who he is.
Well, not
What did he say? What was the quote?
He said he died of old age with dates in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how you, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Of old age with dates in the book. That means you went to as close as you could.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That raises, I hope I can do that. I'm definitely going to do that.
Oh, I have no doubt that you will do that.
Wow. And you know what? As much as sometimes I might pick on Jerry Seinfeld, I also like something I heard. Oh, I constantly like things that I hear that he says about comedy. I think he has a great respect for comedy.
Absolutely.
And he says things about it that are clean and precise and very accurate and pin on.
Mm-hmm.
My problem with him is other things. But I
we're, you don't like him. He's Jewish.
Well, you know. Thank you. Did you ever hear this? Wayne Newton in his live show, and then we're going to talk about what we were just going to finish up about mm-hmm. Don Rickles. In his live show, he does a joke, but if it doesn't get a laugh, he launches into a great song, and you know, it's all. Play the actual. Give them.
I once said it is easy to be humble when you're a success. The trick is to be arrogant when you're a flop. When it's one full of money.
The audacity. The audacity.
Can I say that?
But
that,
I love it.
That joke got way bigger of a response than it deserved.
Well, sure it did. Because he's Wayne Newton.
And most of it was him.
Yeah.
It's easy to be. It's easy to be arrogant when you're a success. It's an honor to be arrogant when you're a failure. It's one full of money. For the show.
Okay, so
he fucking voted for Trump, this guy.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. You know what? Screw him.
Yeah.
With his shoe polish hair.
I'm gonna go back and edit out all of them.
Yeah, edit
every
out all of them. I never thought about that. I can't take that lightly. People go, oh well, you shouldn't let your personal opinion involve with the politics. Well, normal people can't not.
Yeah, it's everyone.
Yeah, you can't separate it.
Yes,
what you're saying is that's someone's way. I really do. When people say, "Well, you know, you like the performer, not the," that's your way of saying what they did. You know, it doesn't fucking bother you. Yeah, we can all look the other way. If someone's in, I think I have the standard pretty fair. Don't make anyone else what you want from them. What you yourself can't even achieve. Somebody might be not faithful in their relationship. Okay, I can still enjoy their art. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
even though that,
absolutely.
But it becomes a point. So whenever anybody says, "Hey, you know, I don't like what they did." No, you don't mind what they did, or you'd find it hard to watch what they do. Oh, they play the flute so fucking good that it makes me forget that they raped somebody. Stop it already!
It's one full of
editing that out.
I love this scenario.
Oh.
Play over my blues issues.
Okay. I love the scenario where this flute player.
Yeah. Well, because that's the over dick. It makes it seem more
just
absurd.
Stick to the flute. Stop being so political.
Yeah. Stop playing. Yeah. We know what you do. Okay. I want to be a professional
okay,
show.
Okay. All right.
So there's that. What was I just talking about?
Rickles.
Okay. So Rickles. Yeah, we'll go back to Rickles. But why do we interrupt?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. He was saying something about comedy, about why Don Rickles was so funny. He said, look, comedy is when you're a comedian and that's where it's all coming from, that's when you eat your best.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, you know, when you do a show, he goes, at least maybe I should speak for myself. But like, you know, then it's all comedy. When that's all you got, he goes, they tend to be the best comedians. Not only because that's what they're doing. Some people think it's, oh, because they're doing it 5-6 nights a week or whenever they do it.
Right.
He goes, of course it's that. But it's also that's where, you know, there's this different type of, you know, attitude towards the world, you know.
Well, it's a thing that drives you, and, you know, mm-hmm. but that's also what makes it difficult sometimes, because when you have a job that is so much a part of your identity, that sometimes it makes it very difficult to separate what's my job and what's me, you know, because sometimes you have to be not your job, and it can get very tricky, because the business can get you down. Any job can get you down, but with weird jobs like this, it's sort of like I find sometimes the challenge is, how do I extricate myself from what I do so I know who am I as a person? You know, like, I know that I love to do this thing and that it's been my life and everything, but just me as a human being on earth in relation to my relationships and, you know, whatever, who am I, you know? And do you find that sometimes it gets murky for you?
Well, I'm going to answer honestly.
Thanks.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think, hold on for me. Answer the question. Answer me
well,
again.
Because it's like,
and there's no
you
hurry.
Know, you have success, you have you have successes, you have failures. Sometimes the failures, you know, you wanted a thing to happen, the thing doesn't happen. It's very hard sometimes not to take that as a judgment on you. You know, you as a human being, as opposed to, oh, that thing just didn't pan out the way I wanted it to pan
right,
out.
Right, right, right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
You know, when it comes to the stand-up is when I get the most like that, because that I work hard at. Like, when I don't get acting things, I don't do what I need to do. So
right.
when that doesn't pan out. But with comedy, I do, yes. I get what you're saying. With comedy, very much, especially when, you know, I'm already anticipating not being able to sell my new special. and getting angry. I already punched someone in the face today over at the. At the
it's one for the moon, one for the show. Need to get rid of my
cat. But anyway, so we're talking about Don Rickles.
Yeah.
And you know what, Lynn, I just realized today that, or I'd realized it a while ago when Howard Stern said it, and I related with it when he talked about Don Rickles. It was like, when I was young, and to see him come out on that stage in a live arena, let alone on TV, it was like larger than life.
Mm-hmm.
It was so larger than life to walk out with the band, and it was like... just ridiculous, and it did it for me, and especially when I saw him on television.
Yeah,
you know?
I used to love when he would come on Carson and everything.
Oh, it was crazy.
Just it was so there was something that was very exciting about it because he's there and he's making fun of these gigantic celebrities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it felt like you were given a window into these people as real people. Because they were laughing and...
Totally. He was the first one that gave me a window into Letterman when he goes,
yeah.
Well, Dave, you showed up with a baseball hat and you stood in the corner. And I go, oh, he did. So that comes from something. He goes, you know, you stood in the... I'm shy. Anyway, he goes... And then he would start telling stories that you can now, as a stand-up comedian, relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Like this Live at Five interview, he goes, oh, what are you in here for? He goes, well, I'm working at the Westbury Music Fair. We start on a Friday and they bring us in on a Tuesday. So that's a lot of fun. And like he's complaining about press. We start on a Friday. They bring us in on a Tuesday. Right. And then, Lynn did something I thought was really, really cool. You know, I like it. This is what he deserves. Oh, by the way, I did meet, pause it for one second. I did meet Don Rickles backstage at the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Mm-hmm. And ooh, I was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, I don't know.
Don Rickles.
They got you.
I don't
you
think.
Sounded like a real asshole.
Wow.
No,
right,
really?
Right.
What else?
You sound like an asshole.
Guys, I'm just telling stories. I mean, after all, I am in the business.
You sound like an arrogant prick.
Must be nice.
They just do this to impress you. They're not.
Yeah, it's working.
I have to watch it on TV.
No, they're just
you sound like a piece of shit. They sound great.
They're showing off. So, and then I had a shirt of his that you bought at a charity place. I've told a few versions of this, but I'm just doing the shortened version.
How about the real version?
Well, no, they're all real, but
told
I tell you less
of versions
it. Meaning,
of this.
Who got me the shirt
yeah,
I dropped out.
All right.
You want to know who got me
Kevin
the shirt?
Kearney.
No. No, who got me the shirt, it doesn't matter, but I had a shirt of his that was autographed. They sold merchandise from people, the celebrities, and then they gave the money to charity. So I had a shirt from his. I had it signed.
Then you had it framed.
But I was backstage at Jimmy Kimmel, and I had it signed already because Brian Posehn opened for him and got it signed.
Sure.
So anyway, then I went backstage, and I just wanted to bring the shirt. And then 2 minutes before I was going to go in and meet him, I said, I don't want to go. It's like walking up to the Beatles. Hey, you signed this. Yeah, a lot of people love him. Don't make him. But then one of the producers on the show, one of Uncle Frank's daughters, goes, no, go. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have gone in.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in, and he was like... You could tell he was.
Wait,
like,
were you not going to go in at all? You weren't just. You just weren't going to bring the shirt.
I wasn't going to do either.
Right.
I wasn't going to do either. But she. I just thought like, oh, I'm bringing in the shirt. You're right. I could have just hold the shirt down on my side and lose. I don't want to show him. I got this sign. Like, here's how much I love you. You know. But anyway, I brought it in. I brought the shirt, and he was so nice. Then he said, "Why don't you have it?" He goes, "You have it framed. I'll sign it." So I went and had it framed in a glass frame.
Mm.
And then two years later, I went back. And I was hesitant again. Same thing. I really wasn't going to go. And I went, now, last time it went good. You met him twice now.
And this time was his idea.
Yeah, he did say it.
That's right.
And I thought, call it quits. You met him twice and he couldn't have fucking been nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. They were like, no, go in at the Jimmy Kimmel show. Like, and it did. I went in. I'm with my friend Gina. Again, Bob Newhart sitting in the corner mm-hmm. when I walk in. He sees it. And here's the thing. I realize instantly, that's how you know I'm not playing, like, oh, he doesn't care. Because to me, it's like the Beatles. It visibly affected him.
Mm-hmm.
He was... He
furious.
Was, yeah. He,
he was boiling mad. Because this is his private time. He's there with his friend, Bob Newhart. They're trying to fucking hang out, have some cheese and crackers in the green room.
And then I come
in. And here's this grown man acting like a 5-year-old child.
Yeah. he was visibly mad. Great. I'm a nice guy, but God forbid I don't treat this guy like I treat everybody else. Oh, I hope that's not true. Anyway, he was visibly touched.
Yeah.
And I talked and I talked and he talked and he did a bit with me and I did it wrong and that made even better because he goes, you know, in Philadelphia, I don't even remember what the bit was. I couldn't hear one thing he said. I was too much like excited. He goes, you do this. And I set it up. He goes, no. You're not that. I do that. Then you do that. He fixed it. I did it right the second time. I got it. I got a big laugh. And then finally he asked who my friend Gina was. He goes, who's Gina? However he said, who's this pretty young lady? And she answered. All she said, oh, I'm Gina. And I went, I told you to shut up when Don Rickles talks. And he really laughed. Like he really, because it came from me talking and talking. Anyway, so I got the thing signed and that was it. And then, you know, so maybe we'll just, and then now this is the end of the cold opening. We take this in and then we do our show. And it's called Going In for the Close.
Don Rickles, oh Don Rickles.
What?
Remind me who Don Rickles is again? Because I know the name.
Don Rickles did. He did like. He did. Well, he's been around forever. He did. Okay. After all that, remind me who he is again. That's an unself-aware guy. Remind me who he is again. Remind me. What did he do? Paul, here we go. I don't know where to start with you. Do you want to know what we've been obsessed with?
Sure.
First of all, that's how long it takes me to start. Now I feel calm.
Now I get why the other shows are furious.
Yeah, like I would, if that was me and Aristotle won't let me do it, I'd throw that out. Mm-hmm. And then I'd start my show, like right now. Let me ask you a question.
Wait. So the other shows are mad at you because the cold open is a show in itself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you would throw it out, and that's why Aristotle's mad at you.
He doesn't want me. He goes, Todd, I hate to tell you. He goes, that's a show you got. Right. I go, but I thought about. And by the way, can I say something, and I think you'll like this?
No, okay.
Other shows, have you ever been to a show where the producer sits at the table? I know only producer, they sit in another room. That's a real show, right?
Yeah, that's a real show.
What is it when they sit at the table?
Fake show?
Yeah, because Aristotle, he sits behind a piece of glass, of course.
Oh, I see. There we go. Oh, he's got a little frame.
Yeah, he sits behind a plexiglass because it's a real show.
So now you set
Hold
me
the
up.
Band.
You set me up.
Why did
you
I...
set me up.
Why did I set you up?
There was a song. There was a prop. Todd?
You don't know what's coming.
This was a setup.
I got another song for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're going to love this.
Well, we'll see about that.
I want you. You're going to verify. I think there's some people that still don't believe me. We've talked about it once before in the show. The way the Comedy Cabaret opens their show. Okay. Am I lying? Okay, give me a little bit.
No.
Will you do Ray at the sound booth when they would, like, he'd interrupt the song and will you, I want to
oh,
see how.
Oh no, the guy in Wilmington, right?
Yes. He would, because we talked about they'd play the Curly Shuffle, which, by the way, was bad 30 years ago. You know, when this crew here almost had a nervous breakdown, they go, sure, it was bad 30 years ago. They're still doing it? I go, yes.
Are they? You're kidding me.
Not when I'm there.
Because you tell them not to play the Curly Shuffle.
Of course
shuffle.
I do. I tell Andy I won't go there.
You're saying
at
the comedy cabarets, they're still playing the Curly Shuffle before the show.
Will you do Ray when they would
what
like.
What did he do? Would he do the sounds? The
he
curly
would go,
sounds?
Can I do it? And
yeah,
then,
please.
And then
you
you're
do
ready.
It.
Okay, you want me to do it?
Yes.
Will you enjoy it?
I don't know how I'm going
to
feel.
Okay. This was, by the way, to George Carlin. This was him at the back mic when it was time to start the show at the comedy.
Would you like some reverb?
Yes. Well, he didn't have reverb, so no. 5 minutes to showtime.
When me and my friends go out of the town, we can't sit still, we can't sit down.
Meanwhile, Paul F. Tompkins is in the green room with diarrhea probably.
I'm standing at the back. At the back of the room, because I'm the MC.
You remember this clear as day.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, can I
I know I'm gonna,
you?
I know I'm going to go up there, and people are not going to like it.
Okay, so let's start over again. I'll introduce you. You'll go to the stage. Because there was a period where it went solo for a while. There was instrumental, and that's when they introduced that. And I'm not going to make this longer than it was. This is how long they did it. Hold on, let's start it from the beginning. Make people torture them.
How did this song have more than a verse?
Thank you. Exactly. How did this turn into...
It's like the length of an actual song.
Yes. 3 minutes to showtime. He did play it loud, and I like that.
We can't sit down. We don't like to fight, and we don't like to scuffle. But we dance all night doing the curly shuffle.
Look at the crowd. Look at the crowd.
Paul looks visibly nauseous.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle.
I'm gonna introduce you.
Well, me and my friends love Larry.
Yeah.
And it's so good. It's
such to George Carlin. Pause it. Paul F. Tompkins. I don't think we've ever painted this picture. You are to George Carlin. This song's playing you in a probably a very nice suit even back then.
No, a shabby suit back then.
Well, you know what? It was always nice.
Well, thank you.
And then you're waiting.
Yes.
To go up.
Yeah. This is hearing this, it was like being in front of a firing squad, and this song was ready, aim, fire.
Doing the curly shuffle. Hey mo, hey mo, hey mo, hey mo.
And he would turn it down.
Right.
He would turn it down.
Wise guy.
Oh, wise guy.
Never miss a chance. We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle.
That's right.
Please welcome
and a fucking solo.
Please welcome Paul F. Tompkins.
Hey everybody. Welcome to Comedy Cabaret High Atop Poco's Restaurant in Doylestown. My name's Paul. I'm gonna be your MC. I wish I could remember.
You know, that's what I was wondering. Do you remember any jokes?
No, I don't.
I'm embarrassed of mine. I have a few I remember. I don't like to.
Well, you did it for way longer.
For you, the first joke you ever did, you did it for 10 years. I did one. Oh no! To George Carlin, I'm being honest. I remember some of them, and I'm done telling them because it's embarrassing.
Yeah,
they were horrible.
But, I mean, yeah, it's like that's how it starts. I wish I could remember what my openers were. Do you know what I mean? Like, how did I open a set, and I can't remember? And I'm sure I had something that I thought was great at the time.
God, I wish I was hoping you could remember. I thought when I was thinking of this song, but I don't
I honestly think
either.
I blacked it out. I think I blacked it out.
You know what? I think I might have, too. Well, I remember a few jokes. I never remember what I would open with. Yo, that's right. That's a different question.
Yeah.
Literally, because you get an opener,
it's
works.
It's so important.
It is. Now an opener? What do you open with now?
Oh, a bunch of bullshit.
No.
I go out and I just like riff for a little bit before I get into my act. So it's always just like the idea is like I'm warming them up for me.
Right.
So everyone knows the deal. It's like, hey, this is some bullshit that I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna say whatever comes into my head. If it happens to be funny, what a great bonus.
It's fun being
and then
comfortable,
we'll get in there prepared.
It?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, it's so because that's a weird thing. I remember seeing a comedian. It shows you're not. I don't like to play woe is me. That what I mean is like, it's okay to have moments of like going, you know, oh, I guess in that area I have some confidence, mm-hmm. because it's so much more enjoyable now to have confidence to
Absolutely.
Walk out on stage
yes.
and be able to do exactly what you're talking
yeah.
about, you know, and I always I enjoy that. That's like my favorite part, going out there and just having confidence to just not, you know, to just do what I feel like doing in that moment.
Well,
does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Because when every set is not life or death, even if it goes poorly, you can still walk away from it saying, that was just that situation. That's not like a referendum on me and my talent. Like, I had a bad set the other night. I was working on some new material, and it's like the third time doing this material, and it was the worst time, where it just petered out. And it, when I was starting out, that would have been – I would have thought about that for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah, this – oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and so this I think this is the first time that I felt like – that didn't, you know, that could have gone better. I'll work on it. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
it didn't sting. It didn't, like, I didn't get down about it. It was just like, but better luck next time.
Aaron Simon, who's helped out on the show. Is anyone familiar with Aaron Simon?
Oh yeah, of course, Aaron Simon. Oh, yeah. I used to work on the show. He has the business.
Smokes out of
queso. He committed a murder when I was 7 years old.
Drives up into Tacoma.
He murdered a guy.
You get a hammock?
Sure. The Subaru. So
Subaru.
Carport.
Carport.
Ping pong table.
Aaron Simon. Carport. Ping pong table. Todd, come on, keep up.
Hammock. What were you talking about?
I murdered someone when I was 17 years old.
No. Oh, I have a game you're going to love.
Oh, good.
But if you remind me of this first.
Is it the most dangerous game?
No, but it's a game that you're going to be good at, because I think we might have done it off. I think we might have played with it once driving in the car or talking somewhere. But okay. I want to remember what I was just talking about. There's a reason I brought up Aaron Simon.
Oh, and taking
Thank
it
you.
Personal.
Well, now Aaron Simon's like, you got to bring me up talking about not doing a great set. No, I told Aaron Simon. Speaking of bad sets. Aaron, shut up.
The name is synonymous with bombing your ass off, Aaron Simon.
Aaron Simon. So he, like everybody, he had a set that didn't go well. And, you know, he's had sets that have also gone well. And I said, all I can tell you is this, go out as soon as you can after you have a bad set, because you end up having a good time. And I remember going home for a long time after I didn't
yeah,
like my set.
Absolutely.
The first time they talked me and going out, you realize, oh, 20 minutes later, you're okay. Right. Get to that quick.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, it doesn't go well a lot. You don't want to have that stop your whole night. Now, it wasn't ever as in a good mood, but yeah, I forgot about it pretty quick, unless I went home, because then I just thought about it the whole way home.
Yeah.
Like, am I done? Should I stop doing comedy? Anyway, enough. Enough. I have something that you are going to we have a, here's a few things coming up in the horizon.
Yeah, tease it for it. Billboard for it.
Rimshot Mania.
Rimshot Mania.
Oh, we just say things and we get rimshots. This rimshot against his rimshot. Who does the better rimshots? You know, he does it and then he does it. That's later.
Now
that's coming up in the 2 o'clock hour.
All right, but all of these games involve drums, right?
No, we have also a trumpet game we call. It's called Pet the Horse and Watch Him Stand on 2 Feet. You want to pet the horse?
Sure, I do.
Pet the horse. Okay. Watch him stand on 2 feet. The minute you pet
nice
him.
Nice horse. Oh, shit.
Oh, does that scare you?
Yeah, I thought he was going to trample me.
Is this
Why did you set me up again?
Is this show necessary? I wondered
This
that.
Particular episode?
Every episode. All right, why do you have to be disrespectful?
This is heavy shit.
I'm not afraid to hit you. I want this to be show to be good for you.
What's happening now?
I don't know, to be honest. I think they're doing something that I didn't really...
You didn't sanction it.
We didn't sanction
Unsanctioned.
Hold the bag.
Unsanctioned rim shots.
So we're going to play this...
You said hold the bag.
Yeah, I also travel with a guy with a record player. Not only is it bad enough that we can't control the band, I had a guy with a record player. So when everybody else finally stops.
Not a DJ, just a guy with a record
player. Just a guy with a record player. Be the whole band, you finally stop. Stop the band. Stop. I needed that like I needed a hole in the head. So here's what I'd like to do. I'm going to play this for you. You're going to love it. And it is. Hold on 1 second. To George Carlin. This is an ad. And we'll listen to it and... God bless us both. When we come back, we'll talk about it.
God bless us both.
Here we go. It's for an ice cream waffle cone. It's bullshit. Paul, It is bullshit.
Vanilla ice cream and a chocolate.
Okay, can I stop it already?
You're coloring it.
It gets bullshit in half a second. This infomercial, the producers went, I don't give a fuck. Make it a parody of a parody of a parody. I want people to think that ice cream equals fun. And don't fuck around with it. Jam it down their throat. Ice cream means life is good.
All right, all right.
And then the producer comes up with this.
Here's what we got.
Vanilla ice cream and a chocolate.
Now I'm going to sit down with you before you play it for me. Hi, Bob.
Sir.
Well, I apologize for some of the things I said to you on the phone, but some of the campaigns lately have been a little lagging, and you know I said that I want this ice cream cone campaign to be as absurd as it can be.
Understood, sir, and I guess some of our earlier attempts were a little too rooted in reality. And,
I want 1 to 100. Don't waste any time in between. Just tell people that this ice cream cone means fun.
Sir, I think you'll be pleased.
And by the way, I am. When I hear it, I just want to let everyone know, relax at home, that's trying to think where this bit goes. You do such a fucking great job. That's what's amazing about it.
Thank you. You
are a little nervous, but, well, let's listen to it. Do you mind listening to it in my office?
No, it's a beautiful office.
Okay. Vanilla ice cream and a chocolate.
I love it. I love it, well, and I love you.
Sir, there's more.
It's good. The way you say it. Vanilla ice cream and
chocolate cone.
Yes. But though you make it look like we're enough already.
Well.
Vanilla ice cream and a chocolate chip.
Yeah.
That's a match made in heaven. Well, now everyone can bring heaven into their home.
Heaven into their home. Paul, you're a monster.
Well, we thought
bring heaven. Lie to people and tell them that. Oh, lie.
Factory. It's the new way to create, bake, and roll custom cones right on your stovetop. Your family will go crazy for sweet.
By the way, out of the bit, but just commenting on it. Isn't it crazy how they can go from this? Like, they're okay with setting this up this way.
Well, I love the idea of bring heaven into your home.
Right. Like, that's someone that goes,
that's
don't
insane.
Hold back.
Yeah.
That makes me realize that my setup was sort of necessary to go. Somebody got yelled at for this bullshit to be bring heaven into your home. And he goes, yes.
Do you know what else? Something that needs very little help is ice cream.
It's already
great.
Can I tell you something? That's what I said. Please, if you make homemade ice cream, I don't need to lose any more fans. But when people tell me they make homemade ice cream, all I want to do is say whatever it is. I say it about roasted chickens. If you know how to cook, oh my God, cook a roasted chicken yourself, because it's Vaughn's is okay, but when you know how to make a chicken, it's gonna be different. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, buy it there.
Wait, are people?
They know what they're doing.
You're saying it's people who will only eat homemade ice cream?
Yeah, well, I'm saying maybe there's someone that goes, "Oh, I make homemade ice cream." All I'm asking, and do whatever you want in a blind taste test. Would your chocolate next to Ben and Jerry's or Häagen-Dazs or whatever it is,
Breyers
double chocolate? When I eat yours, because let me tell you something, I get it. Yours was with love, and it had heart, and it was part of the process of making, and it's fun. Okay, great. We'll go do that because that's special. Right. But now I'm just talking blind taste test, which is chocolatier and creamier. If it's not going to be yours, then move away.
I forget. I had homemade ice cream recently. It was very good.
Where?
I'm trying to remember, and I can't, Todd. I can't. Oh, is that a store?
Well... Well, you don't remember what store?
I honestly don't remember.
I
did have homemade ice cream.
It was a store.
I did have homemade ice cream, and I can't remember.
I get it. That's
remember if it was someone in my family or someone in my wife's family. Isn't that sad?
It's okay. Do you remember the flavor?
It was around the holidays, so it was like a peppermint. So they made two flavors, and one was like a peppermint kind of thing.
It was
so
delicious.
Good. So good.
Because I tell everyone, buy, that's a good idea. John Bernweide has to go to the restroom, and he put up a note.
It says,
isn't
restroom.
He professional?
He is professional.
He is. A lot of guys wouldn't do it. I want to take a break, too, and then go in. It goes too quick, Paul.
I know.
Well, let's finish this.
You were talking about life, right? We're almost dead?
Did you hear about Rickles?
Talk about. Play this ice cream cone. Oh, wait.
I can't.
Worst possible time.
Neapolitan and more. Watch how easy. Just pour in any waffle batter, add some fun, and close
the
handle.
Pause.
Add some fun.
Can I ask you a question? if we were all adding stuff and I turned to you and I go, add fun to it, Paul. Now, be honest. Don't try to be rude. How, if you wanted to be, you know, helpful, you're right there. You, maybe
I want to follow your instructions.
You're meeting your girlfriend's parents.
Yeah.
You're okay. Meeting your girlfriend and you like this girl a lot.
Yeah.
Everyone's having fun. Someone just literally added chocolate syrup. Mm. Paul, add fun to it.
Okay. Then I would like, I'd spit
Paul,
in it.
Paul, add fun.
Isn't that fun? Who does that, right?
We're ready to
roll, roll, roll your car.
Okay, pause it. The audacity. You thank God I paused it there. Otherwise, I'd be a sicko. Row, row, row your boat. You're damn right I'm playing the whole thing all over again. How do they have the audacity? Who's doing row, row, row your boat? They go all balls out for this act.
Oh, my God.
Row, row, row your boat. What is that? Try to make me... Oh, God, Paul, I'm so glad you're here. You're the one that came up with this ad. But to George Carlin... Try to explain what someone, why row, row, row your boat works there. Okay, so what is row, row, row? We're okay. What is row, row, row your boat?
Well,
because I know it's, I'm a little confused.
Okay, I think it's very obvious. We just instruct the consumer to add fun, right? So now that the fun is happening in the waffle maker, the kids have some time to kill. And, you know, they're a loving family, so they decide to sing as a family, Row, Row, Row Your Boat. We've determined that it's the perfect length of the song to cover the time that it takes.
I like it.
Thank you, sir.
And I like your moxie. About time we had someone around here who told me the truth. You know that scene in every movie?
Yeah.
I just thought of a great bit. I have to admit, I ended this one abruptly. When John comes back, let's act like we couldn't exist without him. Oh, he's
back. I thought you
heard
saw
the
him
whole
come
thing.
I thought you saw him come in.
I thought maybe I did, but I wasn't 100% sure.
We you thought maybe the Slender Man had come.
I thought. Wow, Paul. Well, how long have we been going?
1 hour and 37 minutes.
So 37 minutes.
You got
minutes
a little
ago,
more
you
in you? You got a little more in you?
Baby, I can go all night.
Wow.
I'll outlast you,
to
Todd.
To George
on your own
Cowan,
show.
I like your attitude.
Oh, it's a
I
great
like
attitude.
Your attitude.
I'm a great guy.
You are.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, do you want a royal tribute? Ladies and gentlemen, Paul F. Tompkins, treat him like royalty, people. Come on. Bum, bum. You think the beginning... Are you upset about the beginning? Hold the band.
I hate to nitpick.
I know.
I hate to nitpick.
Hold it up for real. Hold it up for real. Hold it up for real. Oh. That's not accident. That's horse. Purposely played. Doesn't even... I get it if you're a note off.
How could it be an accident?
That yeah. can't be an
there
accident.
There can't be an accident.
No, I get it if you're a note off or the drums comes in a little later.
Yeah.
But at one point when you're already stopped... Now I'm mad.
Yeah, well, you should be, because I'm furious. And if you're not furious, you're not paying attention.
What bit are we doing?
Here's the thing.
The ice cream cone bit, is that over?
Yeah. No, it's still going.
Okay.
Because there's more of the commercial.
Okay. So where are we at now?
The kids have just sung Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Oh, okay. No, we were doing something else. Come on. Does anybody remember?
I was being treated like royalty, and then the band launches into... Hail to the Chief.
Then they did it a little bit. They didn't find it right away.
Well, first of all, it's a song about a president. Doesn't get much less royal than that.
Right. So what did they do wrong?
Wrong song choice.
Wrong. What would you say the song choice would have been?
God Save the Queen.
Do you know that one?
Nope.
No?
They sure don't.
Well, you can wear your bow tie all you want, but it didn't help the show tonight, Gabe.
Harsh indictment of Gabe.
And Jonathan sitting in on that slide whistle. Be honest. Do not lie to him.
Okay.
Because he's paranoid. He doesn't listen to it. Now, you have a trained ear. Is that just... Can anybody do that?
No. I think that demonstrates a lot of skill. Yeah. Sounds great. Sounds great. I couldn't
Would you use him on the road for you? Maybe you tour with you?
Sure. I mean, you know, I'd have to see if I could fit that into the budget. I mean, obviously, because I want to pay him well, because I think it would add so much to the show. But
you know what? I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. I want him to go out on tour with you.
We'll go crazy for sweet strawberry cones, double chocolate, Neapolitan, and more. Watch how easy. Just pour in any waffle batter, add some fun, and close the handle. Then in just 2 minutes, you're ready to
roll your cone.
Wow, a sprinkled waffle cone.
I was wrong.
It's freshly baked, just like from an ice cream shop.
You were, hold on, what happened?
I was wrong.
What happened?
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that they were saying row your cone.
No, they were.
Yeah.
I didn't know either.
The announcer
says, George Card, I didn't
know. The announcer says, 2 minutes later, you're ready to.
Roll your cone.
Are they saying roll your cone?
Let's listen to it. Can we go back a little?
Just start from the top. Let's hear from the beginning.
Why not? We have no
vanilla ice cream in a chocolate chip cone?
I can't believe
That's a match made in heaven. Well, now everyone can bring heaven into their home. Hi, Mark Gill here for the Waffle Cone Fun Factory. It's the new way to create, bake, and roll.
Can you pause for a second, John? Why do we need to know his name?
Like he's famous.
Like if you were watching that commercial and he didn't introduce himself, like, well, why should I listen to you?
Yeah.
You won't even tell me your name.
It makes it like he's somebody and we don't know who he is. Yeah. That's got to be the theory behind it. Hi, everybody. Yeah. Mark Kutzman here for, you know, it's Mark Kutzman. Maybe it means something.
I don't know who that is, but I don't want to sound dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he has something to do with knives.
Do you picture like
otherwise they wouldn't be bringing him into this scenario. Not knives. What are we talking about
here? Ice cream?
Ice cream. When it is, you know,
he must be an ice cream celebrity.
When they're doing knife ads or they go, "Hi, I'm Mark Kutzman for these True Value knives."
But this is Mark Gill, of course.
Mark
Do you
Gill.
Think that there's like a husband and wife that are watching this and then when he says, "Hi, I'm Mark Gill," do you think like the husband goes, "Oh, they got Mark Gill for this."
Honey! Mark Gill, you got to get down here.
It's got some ice cream cone news.
I have something you might have fun to do. Would you like to play their favorite consumer? In other words, we're going to play the ad. You're sitting in your house.
Okay.
You don't know there's a hidden camera on you. You are everything you... Oh, I love it. Oh, I want that.
Absolutely.
You are their number one target.
Yes.
And you're sitting in your house. And how old do you want to be for this bit? 15, 18?
I want to be 75 years old.
You... And you're just listening to this ad, but you're their prime audience.
Is there video for this, by the way, or is this just an audio ad?
I don't know, to be honest. I think there probably is video, but let's not see it because it'll taint us.
No, of course not. Of course not.
No, well, you do what you want. My guests on my show.
I do what I want all the time.
I know.
I'm known for it.
That's what your wife said. Oh, wow.
What? Todd?
What? I can't have fun.
You have crossed a line.
No, I know I did. Well, I'm edgy. You always were jealous of me.
You are edgy. I was, yes. Because you would make it uncomfortable. You get up there on stage and be like pushing these boundaries. And I'm like, I'm a coward. I'm a coward.
Stop the band! Wow.
You made them start by saying that. You realize that, right?
What is that?
Like they weren't doing anything.
I know. I know. I know what people need. I know what people need. Hold on. I want to make sure I did everything.
Wait, I'm the consumer listening to the commercial.
Oh, that's right. That's what. Well,
so, John, can I? If I point at you, will you pause?
Yes.
Okay.
What can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Not to be so rude.
Please.
Why would you? And I don't care. I'm just excited.
Mm-hmm.
I just want. What do you think you're going to pause for?
To get my beautiful words in the clear.
Oh.
This is for the listening audience.
Thank you.
Finally, someone cares about
that. What will your pause sign for him be? Do you want to just like, you just go like that with your pointer finger?
Will that work, John?
And that's how tight you two will be. You're like, he's like your band.
It's going to be a symbiotic relationship.
Wow. I love it. I'm so excited.
Todd. Do you know what that word means?
For symbiotic?
Yeah.
Means you're in one with the other person.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
I don't know. I bet I'm pretty close. Am I pretty close? Yeah, close enough. Hey, Gabe, is everything all right? Always have the trumpet to your mouth in case we want to do a bit.
What?
No, there are new rules. I'm sorry.
Always have the trumpet to your
mouth. I'm tired of him. He sits over there with the trumpet on his side.
Gabe, and it makes surgery to make your mouth part of the trumpet.
One week he got mad at me because I taped his lips to the end of the trumpet. He thought it was, he said, that's band abuse. I go, you know what? I saw the movie Whiplash.
That's right.
And you have to
got results.
You have to hit someone over the head with a triangle. That's the point of the movie. I can't help it.
Results speak for themselves.
Yeah. There's no other way to teach someone talent unless you hit them over the head with a cymbal.
I think there's no other way to teach anyone anything.
Yeah.
You got to hit them
That's the point of the movie.
I gotta hit people.
Yeah, if someone's talented, you're not gonna get out of them unless you hit them with a cymbal over the head.
That's right.
That's the point of the movie.
You gotta hit them.
I can't do anything. If there was another way, you don't think I'd want to do it. I'm not into
I like watching
people.
That movie because I like people to get hit.
Yeah. If yeah. you, I want to be a talented yeah. musician. Right. Okay. Right. If
yeah.
I didn't,
I'm gonna hit you.
Then thank you. Yeah. Thank exactly. you. Thank you.
I didn't hit you,
thank
so you're
you.
Not.
No. Well. Right. Thank you. Yeah. If someone didn't hit me, I think why don't they want me to be good?
I
want to
pay to fucking match me. Nobody hit me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vanilla ice cream in a chocolate chip cone?
What?
That's a match made in heaven.
That's where I'll be very soon.
Now everyone can bring heaven into their home.
Oh, I don't have to go now.
Hi, Mark Gill here for the Waffle Cone Fun Fact.
Mark Gill?
It's the new way to create, bake, and roll custom...
I hope I can learn.
Cones right on your stovetop.
I have a stovetop. It's collecting dust and cat food.
Your family will go crazy for sweet.
My family's dead, but they did go insane.
Strawberry cones. Double.
Strawberry.
Chocolate. Neapolitan.
Double chocolate. Neapolitan.
And more. Watch.
How could there be more? That's all the three things.
How easy. Just pour in any waffle batter.
I got tons lying around here.
Add some fun.
Whoa, add the fun. Where do I get that?
Close the handle. Then
I'll close that handle, all right.
In just 2 minutes, you're ready to...
Row, row, row your con.
I will. I remember the words to the song.
Wow, a sprinkled waffle cone that's freshly baked just like from an ice cream...
Wow.
Shop. Now roll red velvet cones like you...
I will.
You always dream. Roll crunchy, munchy peep.
How do they know what I dream?
Peanut butter, fruity blueberry, topped with a cherry. And check this out.
I will.
Place it over any bowl to create banana bowl sun.
Place it over a bowl. Oh, a bowl.
Days. Hooray.
Hooray.
All your favorite ice cream.
How about shoe leather and, the war?
Yogurts, sherbets, and more.
No, thank you.
Waffle Cone Fun Factory works on any stovetop and is...
Oh, I didn't realize it was a fun factory. My grandfather died of fun lung.
It's non-stick, so each waffle cone pops right out fast and easy.
Like my eye.
Even make classic holiday waffle cookies.
I hate those newfangled waffle cookies.
Chocolate taco desserts.
What? I'm a racist.
Or waffle cups, fried chicken, and honey. Yummy. Store-bought cones.
Just like out of the Bible.
Cones are boring. And electric cone makers cost over $60.
Tell me about it. My house is lousy with them.
But you can get the amazing Waffle Cone Fun Factory with cone roller for just $19.99.
I don't have to give my grandchildren an inheritance now.
We'll even include this idea book. Use it.
I hope it has ideas. How to get up the stairs without searing pain from your diabetes.
Inside to make your favorite custom cones.
Oh my
Can it
God.
Be one with my dead wife's face?
Like cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, cinnamon, and more. You'll also get this ice cream scooper. To open your...
I never thought this guy would be this into it.
It's hitting all the right buttons for him.
Oh, he loves it.
He loves it. He's connecting
Their very
to
own ice cream shop. But I'm not stopping there.
Please don't.
You know you'll drum up hundreds of flavors. So call or click right this minute, and you can...
Click?
And double your order. Just pay separate processing and handling. Yep.
What? You motherfucker.
You
I knew
all.
This was too
Two
good to be true.
Waffle Cone Fun Factories with recipe books, rollers, and the ice cream scooper.
All right, well, that does seem worth it, actually.
A jaw-dropping $120 value.
What?
All for $19.99.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Wow.
Sure. That deserves applause.
Sure, we treat you like royalty.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Let it go.
Was there more?
Yeah, is there more?
Paul F. Tompkins.
Sure.
Paul F. Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, I left the mic on in the room.
Paul F. Tompkins.
I wanted to, when a guy's doing the voices.
Paul
the show,
F. Tompkins.
I just left the mic on and I took all
Paul
the stuff.
Paul F. Tompkins.
He just says, he usually sends him, I play one.
F. Tompkins.
Right. But now you're playing them all in
Paul
one.
F. Tompkins.
I wanted to hear how many
Paul
prizes.
Paul F.
F. Tompkins.
Todd, this is it's making my own name meaningless to me.
Oh.
It's too many times in a row, and now my name just sounds like noise.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, I don't like this.
I wanted the band to come
Paul
in and play.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Like the trumpet, like Paul F. and the drums.
Paul F. Tompkins.
People remember your name. I
Paul
think you're wrong.
Paul F. Tompkins.
I wish he would stop. I wish he'd stop.
Paul F. Tompkins.
This is making me go crazy.
You're right.
I'm going crazy.
We have to go in for the clothes.
Yeah, man, I know.
I feel like,
you.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I don't like when I do a show and I feel like, did I
unfinished business?
Unfinished business.
Like a ghost.
The curly shuffle, I think we.
That we took care of.
Wow.
We took care of that.
Rimshot
sure.
Mania.
There's Rimshot Mania.
We have that coming up.
Yeah. I thought that happened already.
It did. No, but that's when we tell jokes and they do rim shots. Like, you know, anything. You go,
oh, so they were just doing the rim shots for no reason.
Yeah, we go like, I'll tell you the other day with the hey, 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 hey. With the hey, 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 hey. You just say anything. That's a bit we could do later. A tease.
Is that a separate bit?
That's a separate bit. Shot? Your manager's on the phone. Do you want to talk to him? This is, swear to God, your manager.
Okay.
Hey, first Dave Gordon, Dave Stinky, first Dave.
Oh, pick up the phone so you can talk to him. Is this really him? Because I don't want to do a bit right now, to tell you the truth. I need to bring the show in for a close.
Dave Gordon, Dave Stinky.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, it is his manager.
Can I speak to my manager, please?
Disney.
Oh, it is you. Your voice sounded different on the phone.
Stinky, first Disney.
Hey, do we ever hear any word back from that audition? Did they curse? That seems unprofessional. That's a direct quote?
I want to know what they're talking about.
Okay, well, I mean, is there any chance that they would see me again?
I think Paul
left.
In a million years? That seems extreme. Hope I die. Hope I die from drinking urine? My own urine? And I made a party out of it and invited everyone? And I did it in front of a picture of my dead parents.
Oh.
And it pooped it cool.
Paul, do you want me to not record this?
Todd, I'm on the phone.
Would you rather?
Nah,
not?
It's nobody.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
no,
it's
really
like nobody you need to know. Listen, some guy you never heard of him and you never will. Yeah, he's a real asshole. Oh, no, I can't stand him. He's not a friend. No, I would never be friends with this guy. No, I'm a big-hearted person, and there's a lot of people that no one else likes that I'm friends with. This guy, that's where I draw the line. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, I mean...
Hang up on him.
I gotta go. Do I have any appointments coming up? People are actually having hypnotherapy to erase appointments that I've had with them in the past.
He
hung up on me.
Oh my God. What does bursty mean? I heard that word a lot. Bursty.
SAG-AFTRA.
Oh. That's why you're Paul F. Tompkins.
Right.
No, I'm serious. God, it goes so...
Almost 2 hours.
Wow. I used to, when I went in for the clothes, Paul. This has been by the way, I can't get enough
of
you.
Wait.
What did I do wrong?
You whispered. How long?
And then he said it out loud. I know.
Not just out loud, into a microphone.
I know. I didn't care either. To Aristotle, I go, because I don't like to ask what time it is, because I feel it takes to look like we are not in the moment, and it takes us out of the silly zone. But the reason I ask is because I always want more, and I check in, because whenever I think, oh, it's been about 45 minutes, sometimes it's 2 hours. You're like, no, I want more.
Is there an amount of time that you want the show to be?
Well, when I find I do 2.5 hours, it seems to be my magic number. So I figure if I go in for the close now, that's probably where about.
What if Aristotle had... A clock, a timer.
I think about that every week, and I forget as soon as I leave.
And what? What do you want to do? Put a clock?
Well, then
out?
He can keep his eye on the time, so you don't have to be thinking about where you are.
Well, I
and
would
then
like
he
to.
Can Todd?
Yes, I'm sorry.
You gotta let me get this out.
You're right. In all fairness,
man,
you are right.
You gotta let me get this out, Todd. I'm trying to.
I know.
I mean,
no, you're right.
It's just like let me get to the end of the sentence, man. You know? God damn. Fuck.
I want it.
Todd? You done? Okay. You're done. Okay. All right. You're making faces like you want to say stuff. You're done. What's that?
I'm done.
Okay. Now I can talk?
Yes.
Then he,
I just want it.
Todd. Oh no, my God.
I didn't. No, that I feel like that. You think I do that on purpose, and I don't. All I wanted to say is, can I just say it now and get it out of the way? I hope I was a good host. I just don't want the people that like you to listen to the show and go, he's all right, but I want this to be the show that really makes you shine. Like they go, Paul is at his funniest on the Todd Glass Show. That's all. So say your thing, and my lips are sealed. Honest. It's not going to be a bit. It's not Abbott Costello. It's a guy who, I get it.
Okay. I was going to say what Aristotle could do. Todd? He can keep an eye on the time. Then you don't have to ask him. Mm-hmm. And this is the part that I wanted to get to. Maybe accidentally, you'd be a better host.
You know what? I'm not even going to take that as an insult.
You shouldn't.
Well, I do.
Who? Well, you completely.
How dare you?
You completely lied.
No. How would I take that as a compliment? Well, it's true because I'd be. But I don't think your theory works. I like your idea of being a better. I like your idea of being a better host. You can always learn great skills. I think to never ask what time it is.
You can't always. Some people can't learn.
Like Jay Leno. No, is that wrong to say? I thought I was being nice. I bet he was trying. The host wasn't in him.
He was trying.
I don't think he tried to do a bad job. I think he probably tried to do the best job he could. Just some of the things that I think that make you a great host, he just didn't have.
Now, Todd, you know that.
Is that wrong
to
say? Is that rude to say about him?
Todd, shut up. Now, you know when I said be a better host, I was kidding around. I'm doing it a bit.
Well, I think.
But you took it seriously. And then we're in a weird. Now, I don't want the people to listen to your show that like you. Don't like me.
I never thought about that. But if they like
me. And they're like, that Paul Tompkins is a fucking jerk.
No, you know what they're going to think? If I like you, if they like me, they like you. No one likes me that doesn't like you. You know how I know that?
How do you know that?
I don't want to. I tell them to stop listening. I demand it. And don't think I won't find out. If somebody doesn't like you, but they like me, they're like, I like Todd, but I don't like Paul. I don't let them listen to the show. And I have ways of finding out. People are shitting in their pants right now. They're like, come on, come and get me.
But they're busy.
I don't want to do bits.
Essing in their
piece. I don't want to do bits anymore. I'm tired of bits.
What happened to you? You used to love bits.
Well, I do. I'm tired of.
What's the problem, though, with him having an eye on the time and you not having?
Oh, thank you.
You're
God
welcome.
Damn it. There's a reason you are Paul F. Tompkins. Mm. Not only are you funny, but you have
two reasons. We're up to two.
You have a good memory.
That's right. That's true.
Because if he knows what it is, I should have a clock hanging on the wall, which I did, but Doug Stanhope took it. Well, he's a hoodlum.
He took it.
Well, he's a hoodlum. He steals from the studio.
He has that fetish. He steals clocks.
Oh, he does steal clocks.
To George Carlin, he really does. And I'm honored that he took it. And I told him to get into a clinic.
What?
I told him get into a clinic. And
he really steals clocks from places?
Oh, yeah. Yes. To George Carlin, he did steal our clock. Which is
great. I know he stole your clock. But he steals clocks from places.
Yes.
I think. I didn't know he took them from everywhere until he told me. He goes, yeah, I always take the clock wherever I'm at. Maybe he wants to make people forget about what time it is.
It sounds like he wants to steal a clock and have people talk about it.
Well, you know,
mission accomplished.
I might take the idea. Gabe, did you go to the bathroom? Do you feel better now? Do you?
Much better.
I know that feeling. Like you're sitting there. How about Eric? Do you have to go to the bathroom?
I'm ready to go all night.
Drummer Eric? How about sitting in on bongos and tambourine band member Timothy? Timothy's wearing a white shirt and a white shirt and a black tie, and also everybody is. It's a good looking band over there. They look professional.
They look sharp.
All right, now back to the show. Can I tell you one thing before we continue?
Yeah, give me one thing.
What is this? If I did this, would that anything?
An accordion?
But I don't know. Maybe if I go like.
Todd, did you smoke angel dust? What are you doing? Todd, I'm still here.
Anyway, what's up? I was By the way, for the people listening, I was taking Post-its and macking like it was an accordion. It was fun.
But you were doing it vertically.
Well, because you know why?
You
they
can't
fell,
do it horizontally.
They fell apart.
They fell apart?
The whole bit the backfired.
Things fall apart. The center cannot hold.
Thank you. I had so much promise. I had so much promise.
So much promise, Todd.
Is there anything you want to ask me? I bet you've never been asked that before. Because I'm professional.
Todd, you're absolutely right. I have never been asked.
Is there anything you want to ask me?
What do I want to ask Todd? Todd, how long have you been in this house?
Oh, God. I'm too tired to talk about it. No.
Right?
That's the trick. No, I've been in this house for 15 years.
It's a nice house.
Thank you.
You've done a lot of work on it over the years?
I have. I did most of it in the first four.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighborhood's, you know, it's coming along.
It's coming along.
Coming along. Coming along.
First time, you would say that it was covered in slime, but it's coming along.
Will you do something
the
fun?
The neighborhood's. Do you see? I'm singing a fucking song, Todd. No. No. Oh no. Oh no, Mister. Oh no. You think? Stop the band. Stop the band. Stop the band. Stop the band. You think? I'm going to start a song. You're going to talk over it.
Stop your band.
It's your. You better stop this band, Todd. I'm trying to talk to you. You better stop this band.
Guys, seriously, no. Stop.
Fun's fun, but we got
honestly
adult
stop.
Business to
Everyone
talk right now.
Honestly, stop.
Okay. So, Todd, you think. Well, now he's doing the scratcher.
I don't know why he would start that up.
He's doing the ratchet.
Put it down. Put the ratchet down. Put it down.
Okay. Todd, you think... Oh, that is... That...
Did you accidentally play that?
Of all things...
Just put it down.
There's no way it's an accident. You can't accidentally play a slide whistle.
No, it shouldn't even be in his hand.
That's what I'm saying. Todd, you got to stop these guys.
Stop! What is that? Were you just making sounds into your trumpet? Stop. That's an instrument you never had before. You
yeah,
never.
That is new. I don't remember hearing that before. Todd, you got to stop these guys. Got to stop these guys. That's rude. That's juvenile.
Stop.
All right. So, Todd, oh, these guys, I'm a guest here, you know?
Guys, honestly, this is hurting me.
Stop. Stop. What? How? Let me go individually here. Jonathan, what do I need to do to tell you to stop playing your...
He's defiantly... He's looking at you.
Why are you looking through me? You guys, you know why? Because I think they know they're getting a check. And I think if 1 week I didn't give them a check, I bet they'd fucking start paying attention. What did you want to say as we go to close?
I just wanted to say thank you for having me on the show.
Well, can you do me a favor? Because I think you'll do a great job at it.
Yeah.
And I know how to get a lot out of, you know, I know we're going in for the close. So as we're going in, I know how to, like, deliver the bits.
Yeah,
you know these guys that have talk shows and they call people, they go, call him, what's your favorite sandwich? But then they even start a fight over that. Like, you can't argue over what's your favorite sandwich. But these guys, roast beef, it ain't nothing. You know, like this, the sports guys, like, you know, no matter. But so they'll a lot of times they'll argue about sports teams. But to me, this guy, he'll call him, what's your favorite memory? And he'll argue you. That ain't nothing. Will you be that talk show host?
I'm the host?
Yeah, you're the host. Oh. We'll be the callers. But you can use that. I think that'll sound better.
Well, no, the callers would be on the phone.
Okay.
Todd.
I know.
Come on.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's literally shaped like a phone.
Do we have little music to play, like, for... Oh, this is the opening of your show. And you're starting out. You want some people to call in.
All right.
Let me see if I can get my phone voice on first before we start it.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello? Every week you think this is a joke, but it's not.
All right.
To George Carlin.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Are you sure you're just not showing off?
Hello?
Getting its money's worth out of the machine.
Hold on.
Why wouldn't it be marked?
That too.
Oh,
every
it.
Week.
I got it. Hello.
There we go. All right.
Shut up.
And we are back after the break. You're listening to Mikey Shuffles Midnight to Noon. We're running out of topics. We're about to go to the phones. Question is, question of the hour. What is your favorite memory? Favorite memory. And let's open the phones, Antonio.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, what's your
show?
Thanks, what's your name? Turn your radio down.
I love your show.
Turn your radio down.
I'm calling because...
What's your name? What's your name, soldier?
My name is Antonio.
Your name is Antonio, like my producer?
Yes, that's why we had to laugh before I got on the air.
I see. I'm glad you had a good time. Antonio, why don't you tell me what your favorite memory is?
Well, I'm going to have to say it was when my child was born. That was very special for me, and I don't think I'll ever forget that.
Now, see, I got to stop you right there. Children are born every day.
Oh, no, that right? was a great memory for me.
I don't think so.
I don't
Here's
think
why. Yeah. Here's why. Think about the first time you ever ate a hot dog. Delicious. You'll never be able to recapture that first time.
You can't
never
recapture that.
Hey, Antonio, cut him off. Cut him off. Cut him off. Hang up. Here's the thing, Antonio, and I know you're listening. There's nothing that compares to the first time you take a bite out of a hot dog. You're a kid. It's a summer day. You're going to the ball game. Nothing beats it. You see a child born. By the time you're an adult, you're jaded. You've seen nature documentaries. You've seen kittens having cats having kittens. It's all right. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying there's no way it's your favorite memory. Next caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, my name is John Tiller.
John, I don't need your whole name, dude. Just the first name.
Baba Booey.
Baba Booey. Baba Booey. Baba Booey.
Here's that's weird. That guy was in the room with me. How did he get in here? Antonio, you gotta lock that door, man. All right, favorite memory. Next caller, you are on the air.
My daughter
gave me her liver, and I live.
Hold on a second. What's your name?
Johnny.
Johnny.
And can I tell you something?
Oh, what?
I want to stop.
Yeah.
This is. I'm having a difficult time. These names are killing me. It's so exhausting. Thank God it's my show, and I can stop the bit. Yeah, only because of me. It's so exhausting thinking of names.
It's hard to do.
I got a new bit. What? Quick, you're at the border. What's your name?
John Schwalkoff. It's hard to do. Can you do it?
Eliza Skinner had that game coming up with the names on the spot.
Can you?
Let's see.
Okay, you're at the border. The joke is, you can just because you can say Paul Sandwich doesn't mean you're not going to get stopped at the border.
Right.
So because you can say two things, the thing is, what can you say that doesn't alert anybody? That's the game. Mm-hmm. You're at the border. Sorry, what is your name, sir?
Arnold Schwartz.
What is your name?
Steve.
Okay, pull to the right.
Thanks.
That's what happened. That guy's pulled to the right. What is your name?
Joe
Schmo. See? And he's... I get it. I believe from my heart that he was trying. I don't think he was trying to be funny. I think it's hard to come up with. What's your name?
Stephen John.
And you can try to come up with... Here's the thing. You could plan a name in your head, and that's hard. But if I go right back to you, what's your name?
Jonathan Frank.
Okay, what's your name? Yeah, he's, by the way, I'm about as the same as you, so I know you're not lying. I'm about the same as you. What is your name?
Ken Ben.
Okay, move over to the left.
Ben.
Move over to the left. Move over to the left. See, you thought I was going to go to you, so you have a name in your head, and that's not the way we do it. We go, what's your name?
Garfield.
See, you're getting pulled over. You can get,
I think
fine.
You can get a one-name.
Yeah, what's your name?
Sal
Pastrami. And you don't think, be honest with me, to George Carlin, you don't think after that the security's going to pull you over at the Canadian airport? Sal Pastrami?
Sal's pastrami.
I think they're going to recognize him as the heir to the pastrami fortune.
It's got to come from somewhere, right? Trumpet was too far away from his mouth.
Right.
What kind of shot
By the way,
there is
truth.
Todd?
Paul, would you admit that before when you thought I was being overreacted that now?
Todd, I'm happy to admit I thought you were insane before. I thought this guy's a lunatic who doesn't understand human beings and how their arms could get fatigued. Now?
Now you understand.
I get it.
Sure. Do you want this music to go to close? I think you could do something with this. I never saw Todd again, and my story gets bad. We never saw Todd again.
Well, and that,
you know one of those?
Yeah, don't give me a line reading. Micromanage my cut the music.
Oh, he's upset. I didn't want to upset you. Now I feel
you try to micromanage my performance.
Hold the
band. And you forget that I'm an artist. You know what I mean? Like, did I bring, I bring something
I know,
to this? What I'm trying to go for, Todd, I don't think you understand how mad I am. I'm trying to bring transcendence to this project.
I get it.
Do you? Because you don't sound like you do.
Well, I'm apologizing from my heart.
Oh, good for you.
I've had that
play
happen.
Todd, shut up. Play the music.
Wow.
And I never saw Todd again. I'll never forget. Saw him walk away, silhouetted against the setting sun. And I thought to myself, will he be all right? Well, I got my answer a few days later. Front page of the newspaper. Comedian eats himself to death. Turns out Todd walked away from me, walked right into a Vons, climbed inside the frozen food section, and he ate raw waffles. They acted like sponges inside him, soaked up every bit of moisture, and died of extreme dehydration. But I want to tell you, he looked good.
I never saw Paul. Oh, I was going to do it, but I wanted to make... I never saw Paul again till I was at Vaughn's. He was a... I don't like to make it... I don't like to make it negative. I was going to say you're bagging groceries and you didn't do comedy.
Well, wait,
anymore.
I made it negative then, right? Because I said you ate yourself to death. I thought
no,
that was just silly.
Mean. That's not
I thought
mean.
It was just... I thought I was trying to be silly. No, I wrecked
Gabe.
It. I wrecked
no, shut
it.
Up.
Oh, no. We were having fun and I
make
blew
it so
it.
What was you so no one
why
can yell
did
it.
I do
no,
this?
Paul, turn the
why?
Echo off. Turn the
I
echo
ruined
off. Paul's
everything.
Known for overreacting, guys. So don't
Jesus,
feed into it.
Jesus, we
Paul.
Had such a good time.
No, Paul.
Right at the end, I
Paul,
wrecked
Paul,
it.
Stop, Paul.
I wrecked
Paul,
it.
Paul.
I'm
Paul.
A monster.
This show does not have. No, stop. You're overreacting.
I'm worse than
no,
a
I feel like you're doing this because it's overreactive. Paul.
Claw my own eyes.
No, you don't need to do that. You were fun. Paul, stop.
I am
Paul.
Shit.
No, Paul, stop.
I am worse than
how do I get him to
shit.
Listen? Paul, please listen. I'm begging you. Paul, stop it. Paul. Paul.
I can hear my favorite commercial.
Is there something
right
I should
now?
Do? Help me out. Guys, Paul.
I just
want
to hear my
Paul.
Favorite commercial.
Paul, Paul, you're putting way too much pressure on yourself.
That's made in heaven. Well, now everyone can bring heaven into their home. Hi, Mark Gill here for the Waffle Cone Fun Factory. It's the new way to create, bake, and roll bake custom
roll
cones right on your stove top.
Your
family
roll
your will
cone.
Go crazy for sweet strawberry cones, double chocolate, Neapolitan, and more.
That's right.
Watch how easy. Yeah. Just pour in any waffle batter, add some fun, and close the handle. Then in just 2 minutes, you're ready to...
Row, your cone.
Wow, oh, it's row...
Unsprinkled waffle cone.
It's row, your cone.
Roll your cone.
Shut
because
up.
They're...
Not you, them. You could say whatever you want. Paul, we got to go. Would you... I wish... You know what I'd like you to do to close?
What's that, Tep?
And we could even take a deep... I hope I did everything. I hope... I hope I did Don Rickles justice.
Why don't you? This is probably the.
Don't be a dumbbell. Nobody likes a dumbbell.
You know, on an interview on an interview at Live at Five, he goes, "Nobody likes a dumbbell."
Yeah.
One of the other things he would say on there was that it was in the military. They go, "What did you do in the military?" He goes, "I hid." Then when they came in, I would go, no trouble. And then somebody sent us this in. I thought,
because you know I'm all about that bass,
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass,
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass,
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass,
What did you want me to do? You said you want me to do this before
oh,
we go in for the close.
I would
then you
like
got distracted
you, I would,
by
no,
your
no,
notes.
No, you're right. There's no notes, Paul. I'm just me and you. I don't want you to feel distracted. My Post-its mean nothing to me. If you said, get rid of those Post-its or I'm not finishing the show, I'd throw everyone out in the trash right now. Do you
do
want
it.
Me to do it?
I want you to do it.
To George Carlin?
Yeah.
Can I put this one over here just for fun? No, look at this. You really want me to throw them all out? Okay. So I don't need them.
Todd, this is a brave step for you. This is a brave step forward. This is a big deal.
I had to show him one more. want me to throw out my main piece of paper, too.
Paul F. Tompkins. 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 Paul F. Tompkins.
I'm professional. I know what I'm doing. You know, there's a lot of these fucking podcasts, they're not as professional as me. I do the show every week. I know how to run a show.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Do you feel like it's too much noise going on at the same time?
I feel like I'm the only professional one here.
Todd, you set your notes on
fire. People are stupid. That's the problem with most Americans. They're
stupid. Todd, you set your notes on fire.
They're stupid.
Todd,
most Americans don't even know they don't have health insurance.
I think
oh,
you
shit.
Should look, yeah. That's not good.
Shut the music off.
That's not good.
You think our listeners know from now on, whenever I get that negative, that I'm burning the paper? Because that's what it takes to make that joke work. You got to talk about how stupid everybody is, and your notes are catching on fire. And to George Carlin, I really do it. So I hope you're happy.
It's true. He actually did, and it's a little worrisome.
Paul, I was going to ask you.
Smells so nice.
To close
though,
it is.
It smells
like,
so nice.
Thank you.
I love
First
to burn
all,
things.
We are going in for the close.
I know.
First of all, I want to thank you.
Thank you.
You're pure joy.
Todd!
Pure joy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. It is. It's true. You're just fun.
I always have a good time.
The band, you guys were great. Thank you, Jonathan, for sitting in with the band. You were great on the slide whistle. On Eric, ladies.
You were great on the slide.
Well, he is. It's not.
I mean, there's the proof.
And then Eric on drums, always great.
Eric on drums.
And Gabe. Gabe, how do you like that? Eric on drums. You like that?
Eric on drums.
That's right. Huh?
He's very delighted.
It's Eric on the drums.
Eric on drums.
You know, if I spend the money, I try to utilize these.
Eric on drums.
You know, I'm going to utilize it. So anyway, and Gabe on trumpet. Always great. God, he's
always
isn't
great.
He great?
It's great.
You should travel with him. Do something.
What do you mean, do something?
Date him.
What? I'm married.
He's lonely.
Well, I'm all right. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to fit that in. But
well, you know why? Because all you think about is yourself.
But we're going to work together and I'm going to date him?
Yeah.
That seems like a recipe for disaster.
Ends up saving you money, I bet. You're going to apologize.
That's true. Probably. You can't take the money after a while. Things get really, you know, we get really intimate. It would be weird.
That's my point.
He'll start refusing the money.
Yeah, and he feels, he goes, well, I feel funny charging you. And then next thing you know, you're just.
Do you know my wife and I still. Maybe this is a little secret for everybody. We still thank each other for doing things around the house.
Like what? I think it's probably good.
Like for putting the dishes away or whatever. Like she cooks. I don't cook. She cooks. But I still thank her for making dinner. Do you know what I mean?
You know what? I think that's probably great.
I'm not
great.
Saying it's bad. But sometimes it makes me laugh because it's so formal.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know what? Hello. Well, I think I think it's as simple as that. I guarantee it's a good thing because it says that why take it for granted? Like
exactly.
You know, take
well,
it's, take
it's
for
definitely
granted.
Like who's going to blink first? Who will just stop doing things? Because if she doesn't thank me for loading and unloading the dishwasher, I'll stop doing it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
But then she'll stop doing things. Who does primarily the most of the dishwasher unloading?
Oh, definitely her. I don't really do a lot around the house.
Is that true?
I'll load and unload the dishwasher probably twice a year, and I always make a big deal out of it.
Is that true?
Like I'll call her.
What
and
is
I'll
your
say,
thing?
Where are you right now? And she'll say, well, I'm working. And I'll say, I unloaded the dishwasher.
Why is it that just you hate
and
it?
And what I do is I take the stuff out and I just put it on the counter. But the dishwasher's empty.
And then you don't put it away?
No, that's a separate thing.
Who does that?
If she wants her dishes
no,
put away, she
you're
does.
Not being honest.
Todd,
why
have
do
I
feel
ever
like I'm 12?
Been, have I ever been dishonest?
Yes.
When? In one time.
In a bits.
That's playing pretend.
That's why I like George Carlin, because sometimes I get lost in the thing. Are you being serious?
Todd.
No, I don't think you are. You don't seem like that type of person. What if I'm wrong? Now I've offended you. You only empty the dishwasher
I
twice.
I empty the dishwasher twice a year. I call my wife if she's not in the
okay.
house to tell
no,
her
no.
it's a big deal that I did it.
And what?
Leave the dishes on the counter.
And then
I'll wait her out. And then she puts them away. If she wants them put away, she puts them away.
Well, what do you do? What's your thing that you
I
do?
I watch
do?
The ball game. I'm there in my undershirt drinking my beer.
Which ball game are you watching?
All of them. There's always a ball game on.
Right. So you were like a tank top. And like, so you
yeah, it's got one hole in it.
You take the trash out? You take the trash out, right?
Why should I take the trash out? I work hard all day.
Oh, right. She should take it out. You're right. That's the biggest misconception.
The trash should be taken out by the time I get home.
Right. Or what do they
do? All I want to do is relax and watch the ball game.
Oh, so you're in more of an old school traditional marriage.
No, I think we're very modern people.
What do you do? What are your chores? What cleaning do you do around the house?
I don't do cleaning around the house. Oh, I'm a man.
Know. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. So you just try to do more laundry and stuff like that?
What?
What?
I wouldn't know how to do that.
Oh, I don't
I
know.
Work hard all day. I want to watch the ball game. What
makes me want to go, fuck you and your ball game. I hope sports ends for you. And it's a shame, because for a lot of the people, it's a great activity.
We're getting a report just now. Pardon the interruption of your regularly scheduled program. We've been told that sports has ended. It's a unanimous decision by all the major sports franchises and children that there are to be no more sports.
Paul, I have one more thing as we go for the close.
Todd, yes.
And then you're going to sing it. Will you sing?
I love singing.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
I love to sing.
So before we sing, these are two guys. We both don't know anything about this, but we're both trying to fool each other. You know, like, let's pick somebody we can pick. Like, I guess you heard what happened to. Who's a comedian we both know that we could make up a story about? Like, we're both trying to find.
Jen Kirkman.
Okay. So, and I know nothing about it, and you know nothing about it, but something happened, and we both want to find out. So I guess you, I mean, I know, I hate holding this stuff in. I know everything about what happened. I know you do, too, so it's like, fuck. With Jen, you know, that whole, it's like.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to keep a secret.
I know, I wanted to tell people so many times, you know, and then I felt like, well, she's my friend, and I shouldn't,
That's
you know.
That's how I feel.
Because it's so personal.
That's why I'm glad I'm working with you. We can let loose.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What do you know? I mean, I'm always thinking, do I know more than you? I don't know.
I mean, you know, I know. I probably know what everyone knows. And,
it's true.
And, you know.
It is true,
it's,
though.
I think it's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what have you heard?
Oh, I mean, I know everything.
Yeah.
That's why it's hard for me to keep my big mouth shut. My manager kept telling me, don't fucking say anything. You know more than other people.
I know. Well, I just felt like, because I know Jen so well, and obviously she's probably telling me more things.
We should compare our stories.
Well, you know, I mean.
What do you know?
Well, I know what you know and maybe a couple other things, but you said you know more, so.
I mean, I know. I know every single detail.
Yeah,
of what happened.
Me too.
What's your take on that?
Well,
was that she wrong for doing that?
I don't want to say.
Was that wrong?
Do
you think she was in the wrong?
Wrong or right? Because you know she is my friend, and
but what she
you know,
did,
and it's
you
really,
admit.
it's not great. You know, it's obviously not great.
It was wrong.
I think there's
what part
there's
of it were you okay
of thought.
With?
Well, what part of you? Why do you think it's so wrong?
Just because what it was, people don't do that to other people.
I think more people do that than you think, and that some people are
why
okay
would she
with
do
it.
That to a street cat?
Street cat.
You, I mean, that's the word out. She fucked someone's cat. Her neighbor's cat.
I heard she stole a quarter out of the Leave a Penny jar. It's one full of money, two
full of show. Can I give myself? I'm going to grade myself in two ways.
I didn't know we were doing grades in front of
everybody.
I'm
going to grade myself, and then we're going to close with a song. It's going to be fun. Okay. Number one, I grade myself. I did horrible. That was I did. No matter what you do in this bit, deep down.
I actually don't think so.
Well, and the way I must have made you feel makes me feel even lobbing that shit at you, that horrible bit.
I felt like
what?
I was just trying to do my part of the bit.
I know, and so was I, and it was not for
That's
me.
How bits go.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Guess what I
But have. I looked like I was doing a great job, right?
You were doing a great
Thank
job.
Thank you.
You do a great job at everything.
Well, I'm great.
You want to play the Curly Shuffle more?
No.
Well, what song do you want to do?
Shit, man.
I used to be nervous at the close. What are we going to do? You know what I figured out? You just talk through it.
That's right.
Yeah, everyone knows where we're all going. We're
it's
all
fun.
Going in for the
and
close.
It's fun for
Driving
people
the other
to
show
see.
Nuts. Is there anything
drives this part drives you other shows nuts too?
That yes.
So calm about it.
No, because
like
they're like
give a shit.
These other shows.
Yeah,
they got to get over it.
They got to get over it.
This is just how it is.
How do we go to close? What song do we do? Do you want to do a song with the band? Do you want to play karaoke? I don't care. I can close right now. That's how confident I am. If we just said, you know what? I've talked enough. You've talked enough.
Why don't you give me a song to do?
Wow.
Dealer's
By
choice.
The way, can I tell you the truth? And it's a good feeling. I'm exhausted. I love it. I love when I get my fill of the show.
Do you like me?
Of course I do.
Okay. I just wanted to check in.
Yes, of course.
Because
I
thought this could have been an elaborate prank.
Like you're going to humiliate
an
intervention. Paul, you're snotty. You're snotty, and nobody wants to tell you.
How would I not know? Like if I just had mucus running down my...
Oh, I meant like, you know what I meant by
snotty. Oh, like a snotty stuck-up person?
Yeah.
Wait, that sounds true.
Wait, no, not to me.
I mean, that was a very specific adjective that you used. You
Hello, this is Todd Glass.
See what I do? I divert everything.
That worked. It's like Trump.
What do you have? He has a song up on the board. What do you go ahead, talk. Go ahead, John. And I want to remind John that black suit that he's wearing. He's wearing John Brand Wagner to George Carlin.
No,
wearing a tight
I saw
fitted
Take
black
that off.
Suit.
Is he trying to get me to sing the Curly Shuffle?
Oh, you were? Oh, that would be great.
Why is there a karaoke version of that? That's horrible.
Yeah, I know. Guess what? There's people that did it at their wedding.
Oh, that's
yes.
probably true.
They thought it was so funny. Like,
oh,
look
God.
At I found a bride that'll do that with me. And they'd play it. And they both had it rehearsed, and they'd go, look at the crowd, look at the crowd.
That's the couple that I was talking about, where the guy just wants to watch the ball game.
Yeah, yeah. She does the curly shuffle. I like her.
She's in charge of everything. This is my one thing is the groom. I get the curly shuffle played at the reception.
Yeah, and she did it. She went,
with all my guys.
Go Google it, folks.
Go Google it, folks.
Wow. What? Why did that go on and off? How about... give me something. I don't have any notes. This is, by the way, to George Carlin.
Yes.
I've never had no notes. And I think I have to start doing it. To George Carlin. Sometimes I'll throw out my Post-its,
mm-hmm.
but I'll have my list of things I want to talk about.
Sure.
Now I got nothing in front of me. To George Carlin.
Does it feel weird? Does it feel good?
Feels good.
Yeah.
Why can't I just do a show? This is when I should start the show. Me and you just talk.
Right.
Is your mom okay?
She's dead, Todd.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry.
She died in 2007.
I didn't. I forgot. I did have a feeling, but I forgot.
She's talking about having feelings.
No, I don't know if she's still.
Ask a guy if his dead mom is okay.
I have a friend that he asked me. His dad died too, so I guess we have a. You have a little. I don't care who does it. By the way, I have a sense of.
I don't care who's dead.
Yeah, but what?
I don't care who's dead.
I don't care who's dead. He goes, "Is your dad still dead?" And I always go, "Yeah, he's still dead." He goes, "Well, I don't know. I haven't talked to you in a while." I go, "Well, he's still dead. Why would you ask that every
Who
day?
Is that?
Mitch Goldman.
Mitch Goldman.
Right?
Tell him I say hi.
Well, he passed away.
Well, then don't bother.
So,
Let's
what
work
song?
For you.
What song?
What do you got, John?
Take Me Home, Country Road.
Oh, that's a good one.
You like that one?
Yeah, it's a good song.
I feel times like these. Can I tell you something to end on a positive note?
Yes.
Today was, to George Carlin, one of the best positive energy days I've had. Everybody was nice. I was at in the grocery, buying my groceries, and a guy said to the girl behind the counter, he said, "You know what? I really like your attitude." I don't remember the exact words, but he gave her a big compliment, and I know her, and he's right. I go, "Right?" I go, "She's unbelievable, right?" And she loved the energy, and everyone in line, no one cared. It wasn't like, you know, the line was moving, so it wasn't like I was taking up time. But that was, like, really positive. Like, there was a good energy.
And you buy all your food at the drugstore, right?
I go to the drugstore. Is that wrong?
Well, I feel like it's limiting.
Well, you get Top Ramen, bread, and eggs.
There's more stuff that you could have access to if you went to a supermarket.
Like what?
Like meat.
Oh, I don't eat meat.
You know, well,
it's meat in the Top Ramen.
Hey, you know, fuck me. I mean, you're good then.
No, I don't need it.
Keep buying your groceries at the drugstore.
You know, you ever shop at the dollar store when you didn't have any money?
All the time. I did, absolutely.
By the way, God bless the dollar store.
Yes, absolutely.
You, a dollar,
100%.
You know how many eggs you get for a dollar?
100.
12.
It's a penny an egg.
12 eggs. By the way, take Top Ramen, put it in a frying pan that you would make the eggs in.
Mm-hmm.
Put two Top Ramens or one, whatever you want. Put some water in there. That's the way you cook it. It's quickest. Then crack three eggs over it and mix it up. It's fucking amazing.
I know people who used to eat ramen raw.
I do sometimes.
Oh yeah,
guys, no,
like chips,
we mustn't
right?
do this. We mustn't
Why, is
do
it
this.
Wrong?
It's savage.
It is
it's
not
so good.
I'm sure it's not good for your stomach, but can I tell you the truth?
Probably not good for your mouth.
Do they pour the powder on it?
No.
Some people do.
Oh, I never did that. To George Carlin, though, to George Carlin, this could be the most valuable this word's ever been on this show, maybe for you because you've never heard it. Because you know, you don't have to go, you know it's the goddamn truth. Mm. I've never spit out a piece of gum my entire life.
You swallowed every piece of gum?
Mm-hmm.
I Googled it.
I think it proves.
Not that bad.
I shit a bubble
it's not
once.
Not great either.
I shit a bubble once. Proof that Gabe is tired. I shit a bubble once.
I shit a bubble once.
I shit a bubble once.
Such great joke. Such great joke delivery.
Yeah. That's fine. How about ba-da-da-da-da-da-da? I shit a bubble once. Does it? That would have been a lot better.
I shit a bubble once.
How about take me out to the bar? I shit a bubble once. Farrah Jaca. I shit a bubble once.
The alphabet. I shit a bubble once. That's the stumper.
No, you stumper. I stumped you. Well, everybody, this has been our fun show. And, Paul, you're the best. Thank you on guitar and also sitting in Jonathan on bongos, Eric on drums, Gabe on trumpet, also Lily sitting in Christopher
Mountain,
and Trinity.
River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains. It was growing like a breeze, country road. Take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Take me home, country road. All my memories gathered round her. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country roads, take me home to the place. I shit a bubble once.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.